National anthem. First it was the bug and then the nerves, but you know what, on the third try she hits it out of the park for a Star Spangled Banner home run. So good job to Chris for getting it done, leading us in our national anthem as we give you the starting lineups for the Reading Colt 45s. Batting first will be Dusty Vela, the third baseman, and then batting second will be Cooper Thacker, who launched the home run last night, playing short. Batting third will be Kyle Norton in right field, who hit his first home run of the season. And then batting fourth is Hunter Reed at first base. Batting fifth is Patrick Fragoso at second base. Batting sixth is Giacomo Crosetti in center field. Batting seventh is Jeremy Giesig in left field. Batting eighth is Trey Thomas, the designated hitter. And then batting ninth is Eric Aguayo with Bronson Chappell on the mound, the ace for the Reading Colt 45s, who comes in with the team's highest earned run average for starters, with a sub-310 earned run average. And so the Colt 45s, oh man, Hogan Weaver doing leading the scorecard. That is Hogan Weaver, who is my younger brother's roommate. He is wearing no sleeves at all. The big man who apparently won the Sonoma State pie-eating contest this past year. He is a relief pitcher who throws around 80 miles per hour. And so leading out the cars, big arms, meeting Bob Anderson. Glad you could join us, Tyler. Let's break that analysis down of that national anthem by Chris Carpenter. It is never an easy job to go out there and sing in front of perform in front of people. And you know what? Credit to her, after a couple of miscues, able to get it straight on the third time. What'd you hear on your end?
Well, you know, absolutely. She made sure that the last time that she sang it was the only time she needed to sing it. And anybody who had any problem with that probably wasn't a very nice person. I think it was a beautiful job. And
I think it was too. It was a very lovely rendition, to say the least. I have to say, though, because of modern technology, we can look things up on our phones in case we forget something. So, good thing we were living in 2023 instead of 2003. I don't know. Could you have gotten the national anthem on one of those Nextels? I don't know. We were like 12 back then.
Yeah, we probably could have, but it would have been we would have had to have the crowd help.
Oh, yeah, we would have definitely have had to have the crowd help. So, good job on Chris Carpenter knocking out the national anthem. And for the Novato Knicks, who are looking to rebound after yesterday's 11-7 loss that was all started in the second inning on a crazy double steal play by both Kyle Norton and Cooper Thacker. It started with Kyle Norton at first, Thacker at second, and Norton getting caught into a rundown, and then on his pursuit to second, yelling at Thacker to go to third. Thacker went to third, got himself into a pickle, beat the throw to third on a tag applied by tonight's catcher Lucas Townsend. And then because nobody was covering for Townsend at home base, he was able to take off and steal two bases in one play. That ended up being a four-run inning for the Colt 45s, who ended up jumping out to a big lead, led 7-1, and finished the game with an 11-7 victory behind six brilliant innings by Spencer Reif, who just left this morning after a very solid job with the Colt 45s. He leads the team with 75 strikeouts and finished his season with a 3.10 ERA. And so the Colt 45s, wearing their white jerseys, yellow numbers, and yellow sleeves, the Novato Knicks wearing red with gray pants and a white logo, and white numbers. So, the Colt 45s getting warmed up and settled. And tonight, we'll get you the sponsorship in a moment. Tonight's broadcast, at least for the third base club, is Crisco. Crisco Equipment Rentals has a wide range of equipment to homeowners. Crisco has the right tool for the job and will even show you how to use it while providing over 25 years of gold standard service. Stop by our office in Redding or check us out at www.criscorent.com. If you need it, Crisco's got it. So the Colt 45s, again, trying to finish off the season, having won four straight since sweeping Sacramento NBO, and looking to make it another win against the Novato Knicks, who battled the Colt 45s, but first time around in early July, took two out of three. And so, the Colt 45s, though, getting warmed up. And again, we celebrate today as being a bit of a pitcher's day. On this day, in 1923, Washington Senators legendary right-hander Walter Johnson became the first of what is now 18 men to throw 3,000 strikeouts for his career. And of course, as we know, Tyler, the all-time leader, is the Bogart himself, the one of the greats of all time, the man to lead the National League in strikeouts so many times, but yet to have never won a Cy Young Award. Nolan Ryan,
the Ryan first,
Express. Johnson second with 4,875. And you got an impressive list that goes down from there. Interestingly enough, you have two pitchers still competing in today's, actually four pitchers, two of which are in the 3,000 club. Two others, though, on the cusp of doing it. Zach Greinke at 2,947 and Clayton Kershaw with 2,912. The current gentleman on the 3,000 strikeouts list are none other than Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer. And so for Chappell, looking to provide his own variation of strikeouts and pitching dominance, trying to follow up Spencer Reif. And for Chappell, he has accepted a scholarship to play at Hawaii Pacific University. And so, for Chappell, going to be working today with Aguayo after an impressive day of catching yesterday by Mackenzie Higuchi, speaking of Hawaii, the Oahu Island native, went 4-for-4 in yesterday's game with a run batted in, threw out a runner as well. And so, again, for the young Aguayo, who is going to be attending Cal State San Bernardino, looking to follow up Higuchi's performance at home plate. And so it's Chappell, the pitcher, Aguayo behind the dish, looking to follow up yesterday's impressive work by Reif and Higuchi. And so here is Riley Cronin to lead things off, the second baseman. And so for this team from the Novato Knicks, located in Wine Country, a team that consists of 25 members from from Sonoma State. Technically it is Cal State Sonoma, but we actually call it Sonoma State. Here's the pitch. Fastball delivered on the inside corner for a strike, a four-seamer, and the count is on. You know, Tyler, I got sent I just saw somebody from Shasta County write about UCLA, and they called it UC Los Angeles. That was...
Oh, that's terrible.
That was different. 1-1 now, the count to Cronin. Here's Chapel. Heel set. The boy out of Harriman, Utah. Winds and fires. The 1-1 pitch. Two-seamer missing just inside. Some late break and run to the inside part of the knees to Cronin. And it's 2-1. Just getting started here in the top of the first. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Four-seam on the outside corner for a strike. Two balls, two strikes against Cronin. Chapel, he'll set. Wine and fire, the 2-2 pitch. Again, swung on and ripped foul along the first base side. And so the Colt 45s with brand new painted walls in right and right center, left and left center, painted yellow with black along the dead center wall. Here's Chapel, and he'll set. Here's the 2-2 pitch. A little slider that misses just a little high for ball three. And so for Chapel, nitpicking a little bit, trying to find the corners. Chapel with some fires, the 3-2 pitch. Straight fastball swung on, grounded hard, diving effort by Fragoso. He'll try to get a throw from his knees, but there won't be a play. So for Cronin with the leadoff single. So good play there by Fragoso, trying to doing a good job of keeping it in on the infield. So 3-2 pitch, fastball down the middle, and Cronin doing enough with it to make hard contact and get himself a single. And now here's Brandon Herter. Here's Chapel. He'll set, wind and fire. Herter looks the bunt, gets it down. Back to Chapel. Chapel with plenty of time. Throws a verse for the out. And then trying to go to third. The throw to third is not in time. Riley Cronin noticed the sagging Vela coming off the back. And he just continued to drift. Didn't keep his head in the play. And with Cronin seeing that the base wasn't occupied, took off running and was able to beat the throw to third. And so one away on a sacrifice bunt by Herter that ends up picking up two bases for the Knicks. And now here's Schaefer, who swings and misses for strike one, 0-1 the count. Here's Chapel. He'll set. Wind and fire. The 0-1 is swung on and missed for strike two. Two-seam action there to the outside corner by Chapel. 0-2. Chapel. He'll set. Whip and deliver. 0-2. Fastball missing just above the hips. So one ball and two strikes. Glad you could join us in the fourth-to-last game that'll be played here this summer. 1-2 pitch is swung on. Hit foul and I play behind home plate. And so, again, even on a very hot day, the Colt 45's fans showing up.
Three Fire Radio.
Here's the 1-2 pitch to Schaefer. Fastball swung on, lifted again behind home plate and foul. And so for Chapel being aggressive with that fastball, Chapel, he'll set. Winding fire, the 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed. The strike three, a slider takes care of Schaefer, and there's two away. And so, for Schaefer, or excuse me, for Chapel, able to take care of Schaefer, and again, a guy who is working in the low 90s right now, fastball mixing in with a changeup and a slider. Talented, talented pitcher. Here's the delivery now to Nico Tejada. That's taking a little up for an in for ball one. So one ball and no strikes. Chapel, heel set. The pitch down the middle for a strike with the fastball. Chapel, heel set. Wind and fire. The 1-1 is swung on and a bouncer to the third. Up with it, the throw to first, a little high, but tag applied by Hunter Reed on the throw by Vela, and that ends the inning. And so for Vela, bailed out a little bit there by Reed, who applies the tag. And so despite Riley Cronin being the leadoff base runner and getting to third, the Novato Knicks can't do anything with their fortune. They leave Cronin stranded, and we go to the bottom of the first inning. The Reading Colt 45s coming up to bat, no score.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including.
Sets, winds, and fires. The first pitch is snapped right on the outside corner for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Pitch swung on, and a bouncer to second. Up with it is Cronin. Throws the first to Joey Toddy. That takes care of Vela, and there's one away.
Now batting, shortstop, number one, Cooper Thacker.
And now here is Cooper Thacker, who, man, talk about a guy just having an impressive summer, batting .486. His third home run in just 10 games last night. Takes on the outside corner for a strike. And we measured him at around 5'10", 140. He said, nah, you got to give me at least 20 more pounds there. Call it 160. 0-1 pitch. Changeup. Swung on and missed for strike two. And so, for Coleman, ahead of Cooper. Coleman wearing a nice handlebar mustache. Looking in. Sets. Winds and fires. The 0-2 is swung on and line foul and out of play. Ooh, nearly took out a white truck. And again, even as hot as it was, once that sun starts to set, it really becomes nice. Mr. Fans blowing in the background for the fans. 0-2 pitch, change up. Ooh, wow, that missed a little bit inside there. Looked good for Coleman, but for Thacker not pulling the trigger, one ball and two strikes to count. Here's Coleman. Coleman sets. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and fouled away. Oh, watch out for the car. Oh, that nearly took out a blueberry colored RAV4. One ball and two strikes again. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball way upstairs above the head of Thacker. Thacker, who comes by way of Chico, California, and attended Pleasant Valley before going to Lassen College this past season and now has a scholarship to UC San Diego. Takes a little low and in for ball three. And so for Thacker, the speedy man himself trying to work himself aboard after stealing two bases in yesterday's game, also walked twice. 3-2 pitch, way upstairs and in for ball four, above the head of Thacker. Thacker jogging quickly to first, and so for the Redding Colt 45s, the top of the order has been so dangerous for them all season long, and here is Kyle Norton, who hit his first home run of the season yesterday. Just a snappy deep fly ball that carried over the right center wall. Thacker not going on the first pitch. Way inside, pass and low for ball one, and taking off to second easily is Thacker. And so for Coleman right now, after getting the ground out for Vela, trying to rediscover his command. Actually had an 0-2 count with Thacker. Just let him off the hook. Coleman sets and delivers. The 1-0 pitch is swung on, grounded to third, off the glove of Taddy, and there won't be a play. Taddy is going to be charged with the error, and so the Redding Colt 45s are looking to take advantage as Thacker took third on Taddy's error. And so with runners at the corners, here is Hunter Reed. And so for Taddy, who just, that was just a routine four-hander right to his chest and just couldn't glove it cleanly. And so for Norton and Thacker, thunder and lightning for the Colt 45s. There goes Norton on the first pitch. That ball is swung on and fouled away. Carrying, ooh, nearly hit somebody in the parking lot. Got always keep your head on a swivel there. 0-1 the count for Hunter Reed, who was born in the same town as where Dr. Pepper was invented, in Plano, Texas. Says they call Dr. Pepper liquid barbecue sauce.
Tastes like it too.
Yeah, it does. Liquid barbecue sauce. So, 0-1 the count, and yep, he is a big fan of it. Here's the 0-1 pitch, faking like he's going to go and then retreating back to first as Norton on ball one. So one ball and one strike with one out, bottom of the first, no score. And the Colt 45s trying to open up shop here with Thacker at third and Norton at first. Here's Coleman, heel set. Wind and fire. There goes Norton. Pitch slider is taken outside for ball two. There won't be a throw. And sliding in safely is Norton to second with the stolen base. And so after yesterday's chaos, Townsend learning very quickly better to eat it rather than follow the Colt 45's Bugs Bunny trickery. 2-1. That's a fastball that's a little bit outside for ball three.
One of the more exciting plays of the year, for sure.
And so for Townsend, looking back at the home plate umpire, asking him where that missed, just a little bit off the plate. Coleman sets and delivers the 3-1 slider. That snakes on the outside corner for a strike. And so for Reed, trying to give it a ride after hitting his 8th home run of the season last night. Coleman sets the 3-2 pitch, is swung on and missed for strike three. Came in with an off speed, and Reed was out in front, and down he goes. Big strike out there for Coleman and the Knicks, who have lost 3 of 4 to the Colt 45s and are looking to at least come back to Reading
and
maybe win the series. Here's the pitch to Fragoso. That's taken down and away for ball one. And so for Fragoso from East Vail, California. Now attends Cal State San Bernardino. Here's 1-0 pitch swung on. That ball is lifted up along the third base side and foul out of play. Almost in the direction of the Sandlot sound machine that is performing tonight. We have tubas, saxophones, even have an electric guitar. I think that might be a... No, that's a... I think that's an eight string is just the regular guitar and six string is the bass, right, Tyler?
You can six strings regular guitar, eight string. If he has eight strings, he's playing just a different tone guitar.
Oh, okay.
Four string for a bass.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. Oh, never mind. That's why I got my numbers all mixed up. See, that's how much I know about music.
You multiply.
Can't believe
twice.
I got an A in music appreciation. Yep. I swear I didn't cheat either. 2-1 to Fragoso.
Only cheating is not trying, pal.
I didn't cheat, though, I swear.
Well, I believe you. I'm just saying, at least you tried.
Yeah. 2-1. Yes, I did. I did try. I tried very hard to not fall asleep.
Oh, come on. It's better than that.
Here's the 2-1 pitch. Fastball in the outside corner at the hips for strike two to Fragoso. And so for Fragoso, trying to avoid the letdown that the Novato Knicks ran into when they had one out and a man at third, failing to bring in a run. 2-2 pitch, swung on and fouled away. Fragoso continuing to battle with Giacomo Crosetti on deck. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Bottom of the first, no score. 2-2 pitch. That swung on and fouled away. And so for Fragoso, continuing to battle up there. That was a very tough pitch to fight off. Fastball right at the hips. Able to get a piece and nick it off the home plate netting. And so we'll do it again. Coleman. And Fragoso locking horns. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball into center field, but plenty playable. Moving over to his right about 3 steps and a quarter and making the catch is Jake Moore, and that ends the inning. So the Colt 45s get their two speedsters in scoring position, but fail to bring him in. No runs, no hits, a walk, an error, and two men left on base. We go to the top of the second inning between the Novato Knicks and the Reading Colt 45s. No score.
This is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And, of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple-sized trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, Come check out Lauch Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauchLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauch Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
All right.
Number 18, Jake Moore.
Top of the second inning we go, and Jake Moore to lead things off. Here's Chapel. He'll set, wind and fire. The first pitch, fastball way inside for ball one, having to turn his hip a little bit to get out of the way is Moore. Chapel sets, winds and fires. The 1-0 pitch on the outside corner finds the mark. And so, for Chapel, who has 42 strikeouts on the year, but again, just the guy who works with soft contact, 1-1 is swung on, straight foul up along the right field line and out of play. So, one ball and two strikes a count as we celebrate pitching. First on the list is Nolan Ryan with 5,174 strikeouts. 1-2 pitch swung on, line to right field, but over to receive it is Kyle Norton, makes a catch, and there's one away. And so for Moore, who hits the ball hard, but positioned perfectly, was Norton able to range to his left. And with one away, here is Ansel Carson. And so for Carson, the left-handed hitting shortstop, a la Corey Seager, who, speaking of which, kind of a bummer that he went on the disabled list with a sprained right thumb.
Oh, you don't need any more All-Stars in your lineup.
What?
I said you don't need any more All-Stars in your lineup.
Hey, you're right. We don't, especially when you have what Freddie Freeman's been doing lately, man.
Oh, my goodness.
20-game hitting streak.
Can't believe Atlanta let him go.
What?
I said I cannot believe Atlanta let him go.
I think it was more like the Dodgers just shelled out the cash.
I think that's true.
The Bennies.
The Bennies speak, man, loudly.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball taken down and away for ball one. One ball and two strikes. And so for Chapel from Harriman, Utah. Here's the 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed for strike three, and down goes Carson. And again, just so patient and so aggressive, but he's just a guy that when you throw as many strikes as you do, it almost, you know, becomes like the case you have with Greg Maddux, who, you know, again, doesn't get enough credit as the pitch is taking a little up and in for ball one. One ball and
you can
no strike to count.
If I'm having a starting five rotation, I'm putting Greg Maddux in there every time. He's just that good.
He is. You know, I mean, again, that one of my, I think one of my best childhood memories was when the Dodgers got to pick him up in 2004. And they had him for like half a season. He was like 42 years old at the time. 1-1 pitch grounded softly back to Chapel. Chapel with plenty of time. Fires to get Taddy, and that takes care of the inning. And so for Chapel right now, with a very Greg Maddux type of performance, using soft contact to get outs, two strikeouts. He has retired the last six batters that he's faced since the leadoff single to Cronin. We're going to the bottom of the second. Let's see if the Colt 45s can put up some hits and runs as we have no score here from historic Tiger Field.
Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. All that's running as it goes. Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now.
Hi. Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Bottom of the second inning we go, and the Reading Colt 45s are trying to get some offense going against the Novato Knicks, who have settled in a little bit after a rough first game where the Colt 45s jumped on them for five runs in the first two innings. Let's see if Giacomo Crisetti can open things up, as he will be the leadoff man, followed by Jeremy Giesing and then Trey Thomas. Zach Coleman looking in. He'll wind and fire. The first pitch taken down and away for ball one for Crisetti, who one and out. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Slider taken on the outside corner for a strike. And so for Crisetti, he'll be attending an NAIA school in Iowa next season. Here's Coleman. He sets 1-1 pitch. Swung on. And there's a high fly ball into deep left field. Looking up near the wall, under it, at the warning track, and making the catch is Joey Loveless, and there's one away. Oh, boy. For Jeremy Giesing, man, that ball took off like a driver off of a pro golf. It just kept going up and up in the air, and you thought that maybe with the heat that it would carry a little bit, but then Loveless was able to turn his shoulder and didn't have to jump, but still had to head right back to the warning track to make the catch. And so for Crisetti, who is still looking for his first home run of the season, will have another opportunity in his next at bat to do so. Meanwhile, the first pitch is tipped foul, and so for Jeremy Giesing. Coleman, he'll set wind and fire. The second pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. That slider tucking away from Giesing. And so for Giesing, who comes in hitting 243. As one home run. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball way upstairs for ball one. Man, talk about mustard off the hot dog. That was like sauerkraut and horseradish sauce and ghost peppers mixed together to form a combination of ew.
Hey, Ethan, what's this?
That was about 2.5 feet above the head of Giesing. What's up? Do you like that combination?
What kind of song is this? It goes like this. That's chin music, buddy.
Yeah, that is chin music. That also sounded like Shoot by the Beatles.
Come together.
So meanwhile, the Colt 45 is trying to come together as Giesing will grab a new bat after fouling a pitch and splintering the barrel. And so we'll see with some brand new wood will Giesig do something with his swing, wearing a white sleeve on his right arm and a pair of crossing crosses on his neck. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Straight fastball. Swung on and missed for strike three. So Giesig goes down. Looked like he was just leaning over to try to get that outside pitch, but came up empty. And so I think that is one thing that about Giesig's game that's going to have to grow as he looks to improve on his game, you know, trying to, you know, really hit that outside pitch well.
It's really hard to do. Everybody wants to pull the ball.
Yep. And now with two outs, here is Trey Thomas. The pitch to Thomas, taken a little high for ball one on the outer half. So one ball and no strikes to Thomas from Carson City, Nevada, the capital of Nevada, and it is not Las Vegas, and it isn't Reno.
We did this the very first game, remember?
Here's what?
So we did this the very first game.
Yes, we did. We did this the very first game, and did you know that Joe DiMaggio, late in his life, lived in Reno?
Oh, no, that's a good place to live for him.
It is a good place for him to live. One ball and one strike. Yeah, no, there was a writer that did something about his life and about how he would travel from Reno to San Francisco from time to time via car. 1-1 pitch swung on. That ball's out. Oh, watch out. And so a very crowded parking lot today. 1-2, 2-out, bottom of the second, no score. Thomas trying to put a jolt into this crowd. So far, it's been a pitching duel between Chapel and Coleman. Coleman delivers 1-2 pitch. That's a slider that's buried down and away for ball two. I really like how he commands that pitch, just saucers, and again, that thing is either in the dirt or right at the knees. Definitely not leaving it up. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Another slider that swung on and fouled away. Two ways you can throw that slider too, right, Tyler? The outside corner trying to hit that outside part, or you can sort of backdoor it as well and try to get a batter jammed.
Both effective.
Here's Coleman. Heel set. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on. And there's a high fly ball into deep left field. Back it goes to the wall. And gone! Right at the 358 site. And nearly hit it through the First Credit Union hole as well. Trey Thomas, the big money bat, with a 2-strike count. And it's 1-0, Colt 45s.
No tonight. Let's go.
Trey Thomas. I guess the broadcaster's curse worked in this case. We were talking so much about that slider and how Coleman was able to locate it, and he threw that slider again, left it up, and Thomas able to hit it out of the ball yard.
I think the baseball gods pay back objectivity. They like that from announcers.
They do. They do indeed. We've been objective, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Here's the 1-0 pitch. That ball is lifted hard down the right field line and foul, out of play. Boy, so how about here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike two. One ball and 2 strikes. 2 out. To Eric Aguayo. Coleman, the 1-2 pitch. That's taken up for ball two. And so Eric Aguayo, another player who will be attending Cal State San Bernardino, and the guy who has really developed into a solid defensive catcher.
Man, he was on fire last weekend.
Yeah, he was. Threw out five base runners last week against Sacramento NBO. Just an impressive line of work. Fouls the pitch away again. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. And, you know, even though it's only a 1-0 game, you do like the fact that the Colt 40 guys are seeing a tough pitcher like Coleman. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, hit hard into center field for a base hit. And so for Eric Aguayo. Nice bit of hitting. Fighting off the fastball in the slider. And so for Aguayo, he will be tagged out, and Mason Cassingham will come into the game as the pinch runner. And Logan, the pinch runner for today, the young man, 10 years old, out of the Cottonwood Crush, the Little Leaguer, getting it done. Here's the pitch, swung on by Vela. Line hard, leaping catch made by Anzel Carson, and that ends the inning. So for Vela on the first pitch that he sees, hits a hot liner, but a nice play by Anzel Carson to rob Vela of a base hit. But the Colt 45s get on the board with Trey Thomas, who on a 2-2 count with 2 outs, sends a slider over the left center wall for a home run. And so with the home run, the Colt 45s are able to take the first lead of the evening. One run on one hit, one very hard hit home run by Trey Thomas to put the 45s on the board. And at the end of two, it's Reading 1, the Novato Knicks nothing, here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Kicking a funky rhyme to the funky swing beat. Nodding your head in the Cherokee G. I didn't come alone this time. Ken Griffey from the crowd to one rhyme.
Ken Griffey is a swinger, not a singer. A deaf rhyme bringer. A home run hitter, but I'm not a dope swinger. For those who try to flex, I'm a quick neck ringer. For those who think the rhyme is wiggity whack.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Top of the third inning we go, and Joey Lovelace looking to put the Novato Knicks on the board, facing Bronson Chapel. First pitch, four-seam fastball right on the outside corner. 4 strike, 0-1 the count for the leading starter with a 3.05 ERA. 0-1, check swing, yes he did, a slider that fools Lovelace for strike two. And so, poor Chapel working incredibly efficient right now. Chapel, he'll set the 1-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and lifted high into right center. Going back is Crescetti. Plenty of room. Makes the catch near the warning track dirt. And there's one away. And so, for Chapel, continuing to work very well. And again, the born and raised in Harriman, Utah. This town was founded in 1851 and is located just outside of Salt Lake City in Salt Lake County. Here's Chapel, the first pitch. That snaps a changeup on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 the counts. Chapel, he sets the 0-1 pitch. Fastball swung it hard down the third baseline and foul. No balls and two strikes to count. And again, started off the day with a little bit of a cute moment there with our leading national anthem singer, Chris Carpenter, who sang for us today, dealt with some technical difficulties, but was able to pull through and get it together on her third try. A lot of mosquitoes in this town as well, so. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball taken away for ball one. Chapel, he'll set. 1-2 pitch. Four-seamer taken away for ball two. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Top of the third, Colt 45's lead, 1-0. 2-2 pitch, grounded to third. Up with it is Vaila. The throw to first in time, and that takes care of Townsend, and there's two away. A little bit of a high throw there from Vaila, but it helps when you have a target. And Hunter Reed, who is 6'3". So, with two outs, and now here is Riley Cronin. Cronin, he singled, and then was left stranded at third, and Knicks haven't been heard from since. First pitch blows a fastball by Cronin for strike one. 0-1 the counts. Chapel the 0-1. That's bouncing the dirt. So one ball and one strike. Glad you could all join us here for what is the second to the final series for the Reading Colt 45s. We'll be playing Sacramento NBO next week. 1-2 pitch, or excuse me, 1-1 pitch taken for strike two. The count. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball swung on. Ooh, that one's going to sting. Hit it off of his foot. One thing about Chapel that he did as a kid, he was actually a model growing up as a child. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That's a slider taken down for ball two. So he used to actually... How do we explain this?
He used to be good looking for a living.
He still is in some aspect. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Slider taken away for ball three. So, yeah, no, he would do fashion shows down in Utah and something that he did as a child, but transitioned into baseball. 3-2 pitch. Slider swung on line hard into left field for a base hit. Giesig over to get it. He's going to throw it into second. Good throw by Giesig to hold Cronin for a single. And so for right now, the only man it seems capable of hitting Chapel at the moment from the Knicks is Riley Cronin, who's 2-for-2. And so 1-2 pitch, left a hanging slider, and he bashed it in the left, and now here is Brandon Hurt. Here's the pitch to Herter. Fastball taken down and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Colt 45 leading 1-0. If you're just joining us here in the top of the third inning after a home run with two outs by Trey Thomas. 1-0 catch. That swung on and missed for strike one. Burying that fastball at the knees of Herter. Chapel sets. Cronin trying to get a beat. Cronin not going. 1-1 is swung on, lifted along the third base side and foul. That's out of play and going to go into the bocce courts. Speaking of sports that are a little bit relatively new, did you know about the pickleball community here in Reading? It has been a pickleball court sort of summer. 1-2 pitch, change up on the outside corner, freezes Herter for strike three, and down he goes. And so, for Chapel continuing to work efficiently, allows the single to Cronin, but nothing more. No runs, one hit. That is now three strikeouts in three innings for Chapel. And we go to the bottom of the third inning, the Reading Colt 45s leading the Novato Knicks 1-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Laux Landscape Supply at the corner of Dersh Airport and Churn Creek Road. Call 530-378-2220 or log on to LauxLandscape.com. Check out their wide variety of landscape rock, road basin sand, decorative bark, pavers, retailing walls, and block, plus small rental equipment to help transform your yard. Laux Landscape Supply.
One winning down in Washington. I'm talking baseball. Lazuski Campanella talking baseball. The man and Bobby Feller. The scooter, the barber, and the duke. They know them all from Boston to Dubuque. Especially with...
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
To the bottom of the third inning, and it's time to throw it to the man who won the Sequoia Middle School Science Fair when he was in the eighth grade. It is time for Chappie's Hot Corner with Tyler Chapman. Take it away, Chappie.
How about the Turtle Bay School third place in the science fair? That's a little bit better for me. This is Chappie's Hot Corner. The Colt 45s are playing in their second to last series of the year this weekend against the Novato Knicks. The Colt 45s take their name from the 1962 expansion team, the Houston Colt 45s. The team only went by that moniker for three seasons before changing their name to the Houston Astros, the name that remains to this day. An outright name change is rare in MLB history. Since the turn of the 20th century, only the Cleveland Guardians have made a name change that drastic. They used to go by the Cleveland Indians. Other teams have made slight alterations, like Tampa Bay dropping the Devil from the Rays. But Houston is the only one that changed that drastically. Colt 45 spit Redding just like a gun in a holster. Back to you, Ethan.
Yep, you're right. Like a gun in a holster, indeed, matching the blue-collared, tough nature of this town. And you know what? It is, we wouldn't have it any other way, would we? You know what? I'm going to, as we have one and two, the count to Cooper Thacker. Here's Coleman, whips and delivers. 1-2 pitch, swung on line hard into center field. And that'll find some fairway for a base hit. Thacker with the turn. He'll see it first. And so for Cooper Thacker, who continues to wear the ball out this season with the 45s to bring up Kyle Norton. And so with the fact that Snyder has sold the Washington Commanders, are we about to see another name change of Washington, the NFL team again?
I feel like we should. The Commanders isn't that bad. The Guardians isn't as bad as I thought it was at first either. Sometimes you just need to change. I think the Colt 45s had to change because the firearm company wanted some money, so it wasn't any controversy or anything. But I think Dan Snyder was a pretty bad owner.
Yeah, there are no argument there. Yeah. One ball and one strike, the counts. You know what? Just go back to the Washington football team and leave it at that.
I actually like that.
1-1 the count. Throw over to first hand, back on the bag is Thacker. And so for Thacker, who will be heading out with the boys tomorrow to possibly do some bass fishing in the morning, finally got themselves a boat. Thacker looks like he's going to go, puts on the brakes. 1-1 pitch to Norton is swung on and fouled away along the third base side. One ball and two strikes. Here's something that will bring a tear to your eye, Chappie, seeing a Matt Olson jersey.
Oh, man.
Ah.
An Oakland A's Matt Olson jersey, right?
Yep, an Oakland A's Matt Olson jersey.
Man, that.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on. Oh, that ball was stung down the third base side and foul and nearly hit Hunter Reed, and he's like, "Bud, you're trying to hit me or something?"
Man,
probably snuck it some shaving cream in it. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Not at all.
1-2 the count. I was just reminded of the Mighty Ducks, the second Mighty Ducks move. 1-2 pitch is taken. First strike, 3. The throw to second, not in time as Thacker strikes out, as Norton strikes out. Thacker steals second. Norton caught looking, and with one away, here's Hunter Reed. Yeah, no, it just reminded me of the scene that they did it, and in the Mighty Ducks movie, the second one. But that would not be appropriate now. Yeah,
that's a good theory. Putting
shaving cream on your roommates and waking them up in the middle of the night. It was funny though back when we were 7 years old and watching it.
Oh, I love that movie. I don't like Mighty Ducks because I'm a Sharks fan, but I love that movie.
Ooh, who's your favorite Shark? Joe Pavelski?
Oh no, it's Patrick Marleau.
Oh yeah, Patrick Marleau, Joe Thornton.
Yep, Brent Burns. We had the Beatles together for a while. We just never put it together.
Nope. Maybe one day there will be a celebration in San Jose.
I will be there no matter what I'm doing.
Nice. One ball and, or excuse me, no balls and two strikes the count. 200, the 0-2 pitch, fastball taken a little bit up and away for ball one. And so, for Reed, who is from Plano, Texas, and used to compete in the same league as Highland Park High School, where Clayton Kershaw played his high school ball. So,
talk about a guy with
a what?
I said, talk about a guy with some major league potential. I think Hunter Reed's got the size and got the pop.
Oh man, 6'3", and he's pretty athletic too. Like he's got some feet for being a big fella. It's just a matter of, you know, can he consistently hit? Takes a changeup just a little bit low for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Wow, that was a very gutsy take right there. Very close on the corner.
That'll help you out, too. Watching the ball in.
What?
Taking walks will help you out, too, trying to get to the majors.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, and that ball is lifted high into shallow right field. Going out is the second baseman, Cronin. He'll make the catch, and there's two away. And so holding it second is Thacker. And now here is Patrick Fregoso.
Freeze the plate. Second baseman, number 8, Patrick Fregoso.
And so for Patrick Fregoso, looking to put something hard in play as his team leads 1-0, flew out to center, and his first bat takes down and away for ball one. So Fregoso followed by Crosetti, who is 0-1, hit a very high fly ball out into left field. 1-0 Kitsch, taking a little bit outside and high for ball two. And so for Coleman, again, hasn't lit up the score sheet yet, but again, just doing a good job of throwing strikes consistently. Double move, look over to second, and had a fielder been there, Thacker might have been run down, but shortstop Carson didn't rotate over in time, so for Thacker, staying on his toes, Coleman winds and fires, 2-0 changeup drops on the outside corner. First strike one, 2-1. Colt Fortivaz ahead, 1-0 on the Trey Thomas. Again, another move, but nobody biting. I guess if there's one thing that I do like about the pitch clock and the new rules is the fact that you can't just intentionally make a move to a base runner by just in a way of trying to throw off the rhythm of the hitter.
And that's really what they're doing when they do that. They know they're not getting the guy at second base, especially.
Well, it's baseball being played the way that it was. And I believe there was a ball actually added because of that second move. Interesting. So maybe it is the new era indeed. It was 2-1 the count. And then it was marked 3-1.
You know what I'd like to see the 45s do this year before we're over? Just a hitting ball trick. Just let's put it in Hunter Reed's ear and see what he does.
Yeah, he's got a big enough ear hole to do it. Here's the 3-1 pitch. That's delivered on the outside corner for a strike. So apparently you do get a ball after trying to make a move twice. So, here's the 3-2 pitch. Slider, that's taken away for ball four. And so for Patrick Fregoso, able to work himself aboard, and with two outs here is Giacomo Crosetti, who launched the ball into left field, but it was tracked down by Joey Loveless. Here's the pitch. Slider that swung on and fouled away. You know, I know Crosetti wants to end the year with at least one home run. I mean, he's been so good at driving the ball into right center and just getting the little line drive, just those, you know, hard hits that you need barreling up. Pitches 0-1. Pitch swung on and grounded to short. Up with it. The foot race is on. Throw to first is in time. And that takes care of Crosetti for the third out. So the Colt 45s get two base runners aboard, but come away empty-handed. No runs, one hit, two men left. We go to the top of the fourth inning. The Reading Colt 45s lead the Novato Knicks 1-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Walk through hell and he has to lease it. If there's one more game to play, diving down this boulevard they call Heroes Way.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viper plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Tonight's Reading Cold 45's sponsor is Lauk's Landscape Supply at the corner of Dersh Airport and Churn Creek Road. Lauk's Landscape Supply is home of the U-Cart Concrete. Plus, Lauk's Landscape Supply has several different size trucks to accommodate your needs. Call 530-378-2220 or log on to laukslandscapesupply.com. Here's Lucas Shaver, the first pitch he sees. Drives one deep into left field, hooking down the left field line and foul. By about 7 feet, that ball is awfully close to leaving the ball yard in fair territory. And so for Chapel, wiping his brow a bit. 0-1 pitch comes in with a hard fastball that swung on and fouled away. You know, sometimes the best thing you can do as a pitcher is to just go with what your best stuff is. And he threw a slider over the plate, and Shaver nearly took it for a ride. Comes again with another fastball. That swung on and fouled back. 0-2. Hoping that we get to see Hogan Weaver again. Remember the baseball grunt that he unleashed last time he was here? Hit fastball, swung on, rolled up along the third base side, and foul. Yeah, I really want to see Hogan pitch.
That's a good name. Hogan Weaver.
Hogan Weaver, and he is as colorful as you can imagine, man. 5'10", 240-pound relief right-hander.
Sounds like a crowd-favorite relief pitcher.
He is. He's a good guy, too. 0-2 pitch. Slider. That's a little down and away for ball one. One ball and two strikes for Shaver, who is also tonight's beer batter. Chapel sets, winds and fires. The 1-2 pitch swung on, fly ball down the first baseline and foul into the parking lot. And so far, so good. No damage done. Apparently, the car next to mine ended up getting their windshield broken.
Hey, how'd your car fare when it did get hit?
One, two, hit, swung on, and there's a high fly ball into deep left field. Going back is Giesing to the wall, leaps up and makes the catch.
Let's go.
Right up against the wall, Jeremy Giesing, running it down with a fantastic grab and robbing what could have been a double away from Lucas Shaver, and there's one away. And now, here is Nico Tejada. Man, love how after a play like this, it just went from going stone-cold quiet right here. 1-0. We like to play it cool, calm, and collected here already. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, and that ball's lifted foul up behind home plate along the first base side. Under it is Reed getting Chapel out of the way, and Reed takes care of business, makes the catch, and there's two outs. So for Chapel, getting some help from his defense, especially from Giesing. Boy, that was a nice play there, going a long ways, tracking that fly ball, and then that wall, too, is made out of pure brick, so you also have to be careful to not try to run full speed into that thing. You could literally break a rib trying to go full speed. Pitch is taken on the outside corner, four-seamer. For a strike. 0-1 the count. Mr. Fabulous giving out the cowbells to the young men. But first you gotta use the magic words. There you go. There you go, Mr. Fabulous. Oh, gotta love Mr. Fabulous, man. Our one of our top fans from originally born and raised in Bronx, New York.
Baseball City.
Yep. Two balls and one strike. Also, home to some very good pizza. Go to Sal's. That's where you got to go along Fordham Avenue.
Oh, man, I'll remember
where Vince Scully went to school. 2-1 pitch swung on, grounded to third. Up with it is another high throw, and off the bag is Reed, and he is safe. Those high throws were going to catch up to Vela eventually, and this time unable to toe-tap the bag is Reed. And so for the Novato Knicks with the tying run at first base here in the top of the fourth inning with two outs. Now, Ken, it's been so interesting to see how, you know, really third base has really been the main cause of the Colt Worthy Vibes troubles.
Seems like it.
Here's the pitch taken inside for ball one. And it's just been that routine throw. Trying to scoop, throw across the diamond. I mean, again, it's baseball. Nothing is ever taken for granted. But why do you think it is that particular throw from third base to first base has just been such a flea in these guys' ears?
Well, if I remember correctly, the sun is kind of in that direction, but I don't think that's it. I think that's the longest.
I mean, the sun's set now, so it definitely has nothing to do with the sun. Meanwhile, backdoor throw to first. Oh, just beat it back to the bag. Nice play by Aguayo going behind the back pocket of Ansel Carson. Nearly had Jake Moore at first base, but Moore just able to apply a tag. Bob Anderson arguing with the first base umpire, being very vocal. He thought he was out. Anderson out of his clubhouse, or out of his dugout, now back into it.
Get back in there,
2-0
Bob.
2-0 pitch taken just a little bit outside for ball three. Balls, no strikes.
Back to what you were saying, I think that the throw from third to first is obviously the longest one on the diamond, but it's also, if you have a good first baseman like we have, you kind of take that for granted.
Yeah. 3-0 pitch, that's taken on the outside corner for a strike. And so for Johnson and Vela, who are the two team leaders in errors, Mason Johnson has committed 16 errors, now 13 errors for Dusty Vela. 3-1 with two outs, and Ansel Carson trying to make the Colt Worthy Vibes pay. We have two outs in the top of the fourth inning. The Colt Worthy Vibes leading 1-0. Three balls and one strike. 3-1 is swung on and missed for strike two. Carson got the outside fastball, nearly swung out of his boots. Big swing came up empty. 3-2. Two out. Chapel. The pitch. There goes the runner. Fastball taken just a little bit high and away for ball four. And so now here comes Joey Totti.
So, Ethan, little trivia. Who do you think is the Colt 45, season Colt 45's lone Hall of Famer to wear that uniform?
The lone Redding Colt 45?
No, Houston. Houston.
Colt from Redding?
No. The lone Houston Colt 45's Hall of Famer to wear
that. Oh, Nolan Ryan.
No, it is Joe Morgan. He started his career wearing.
Oh, darn it. I should have known that. Yeah, Joe started with the Astros, and then eventually he made his way to Cincinnati.
Absolutely.
I actually wrote about Joe Morgan, too, because he was teammates with Bill Plummer, who is a former Reading Colt 45's manager, who was a member of the Big Red Machine with Pete Rose, Joe Morgan,
Concepcion.
Yep.
Johnny Bench, of course.
Johnny Bench, who was the Hall of Fame catcher that Bill Plummer backed up. And Bill, by the way, was so respected in Major League Baseball back in his heyday that Sports Illustrated actually did a five-page feature on him. And so that was this was the golden era of, since you got me, of course, golden age of sports journalism, right? I digress.
Absolutely,
I'm just joking around.
No, absolutely.
I'm just joking around here, but this was in the day when Sports Illustrated was the primetime magazine where you got a story and it was a big deal, and you know what, you kept that issue for a while. Well, Bill Plummer, IO2 Hitch is taken high for ball one to Toddy, was held in such a high regard that Sports Illustrated did a full-length feature, and Johnny Bench had such high praise for Bill, saying that Bill could have started on any other ball club, but just decided to remain with the Reds because of the camaraderie, because of how talented that team was.
As far as
and you know what, Bill, when he got his opportunities, really could do some damage. He also played a little bit of first base. And again, baseball was so different back then because you really wanted it. It was really about winning. You wanted to win. I mean, yeah, they were living in a time where you could make money on endorsements, but nothing to what you see now.
No.
But, you know, he wanted to be on a team that won and made a career out of it.
And what a
team. After his career with the Reds, he was a coach for several major league ball clubs, was an assistant coach with the Colorado Rockies, was the manager for the Seattle Mariners when Ken Griffey Jr. made his debut. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fastball. Strike three called. Catches the outside corner. And down goes Toddy. So Toddy goes down looking. And for Bronson Chapel, the boy out of Harriman, Utah, who just continues to make the big pitch throughout the season with two base runners aboard, takes care of Toddy, and there goes another opportunity for the Novato Knicks to score, and they come away empty-handed. No runs, no hits. Two left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Reading Colt 45s lead the Novato Knicks 1-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
J.D. Martinez, baby. What an off-season acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
bottom of the fourth inning we go, and here is Jeremy Giesig. The 0-1 pitch to Giesig. That ball is swung on, popped up along the left side of the infield. Under it, near foul territory, making the catch is Nico Tejada, and there's one away. So for Jeremy Giesig, he flies out to the third baseman. And now here is Che Thomas, the eight-hole nightmare, who with a 2-2 two-out approach in the second inning, drove a ball over the left center wall and hit it out for his fourth home run. Pitch is taken. Let me just double-check that. No, excuse me, for his third home run. Takes inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. And so for Carson City, the pride of Carson City, but opted to play baseball in California, takes a little bit high for ball two, attends Inno Valley College in Southern California. Another place that is steaming hot, the Marauders, just like the Harry Potter map. 2-0 is dropped a little bit inside for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. And so for Coleman right now, trying to work and figure out Thomas. Thomas steps in, and now calling timeout is Coleman, and he's going to talk to his catcher. So working with Townsend.
Phenomena.
Oh, there you go. Got some cold water on my neck. What'd you say?
I said phenomena.
Phenomena, bud. That's one
Sesame Street reference.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yes, me love Sesame Street.
Uh-huh, peanut butter sandwiches. Who's that?
Oh, who is that?
That's the count, dude. Come on now.
Oh,
yes. Pay attention.
Oh, yes, I will pay attention.
Here's the 3-0 pitch. Take it on the outside corner for a second. If there is a class that I would love to teach, it would be 90s cultural appreciation.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that is completely correct.
It needs to be taught.
Yes, it does.
The 90s were glorious. VHS test.
Here's the 3-1 pitch. So that ball is laced in the right field. And Che Thomas, better hurry to throw to first, not in time. Oh, boy. Che Thomas nearly got thrown out from right field, but able to speed in safely. And so for Che Thomas, who is 2-for-2 of the day with a home run and a single.
Two legs of the cycle. I feel like he had that last week.
Yeah, I think he did, too. I think he came up a single short, actually.
Yep.
And, you know, got to give credit to the right fielder, Lucas Schaefer, recognizing the liner and nearly threw him out. But for Thomas, though, that's why you hustle. He wasn't looking. He was running hard. Very quiet. And for a guy that's hitting 274, he's been very efficient. Again, baseball, there's so many ways that you can define success. Pitch is taken down for ball one. One ball and no strikes. You know, it's like you have these hitters that are hitting, you know, below 220, but if, you know, you're raking in, you know, 20 to 25 home runs a year, you're still considered a valuable player. That's scooped up in the dirt for ball two. Maybe to some people. What's your take on that?
Max Muncie. I don't know. Hitting like a, what, 192?
Hitting like 192, and still you got to go get it out of the ocean.
You got to get out of the ocean.
5 years ago, though. That was 5 years ago. Talk about ancient history.
Yep.
Here's the 2-0 pitch. Swung on that ball line hard into left field. For a base hit. Bottom of the order showing up for the Reading Colt 45 tonight. Between Che Thomas and Eric Aguayo, both players are 3-for-3 now at the plate after Eric Aguayo was hit by a pitch. And so, with runners at first and second, will this be the inning where the Colt 45s can start opening some things up? Beautiful sky, by the way, as the sun begins to set. Humidity 15% today. We're having a mixture of puffy blue and pink clouds. Just a gorgeous night. Man, I can only imagine what the Sacramento River is looking like right now along the Diesel Horse Bridge.
I'll see it in a couple.
0-1 the count. Oh, what?
I said I'll see it in a couple hours walking home.
Yeah, you're walking home?
Usually, I live right down the street.
One of the pitch delivered on the outside corner for a strike. No balls and two strikes the count. Colt 45's ahead. 1-0, looking to add more. Vela, who hit the ball hard, has lost the bat, flips his bat, pokes it into left center, running under and making the catch. It's Jake Moore, and there's two away. And so for Vela, trying to find some fairway, but unable to do so on that turn. And now with two outs, here comes the man that has been wearing out the ball during his short period with the Colt 45s. And Cooper Thacker. Thacker takes a little bit down for ball one. One ball and no strikes. He originally started this summer season with the Reno Rams, but just decided that the competitive energy just wasn't to his liking, and that's why he came to the 45s, and boy, have the Colt 45s been benefiting off of his work.
What a good pickup.
What a fantastic pickup, man. He's what was a great Giants pickup in the middle of the season?
Oh, man.
1-1, it's swung on, and there's a high fly ball into center field. Very playable, running in four steps and making the catch is Jake Moore, and that ends the inning. So the Colt 45s get two base runners aboard with singles by Trey Thomas and Eric Aguayo, but nothing more to show for it. They leave two runners stranded as we have ourselves a tight ball game here. We're going to the top of the fifth inning. The Reading Colt 45s lead the Novato Knicks 1-0 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hits it more than can pretend. Swings the bat like a little lady pipe. When they reach the ball, it's over right. Say hey,
say who,
say Willie. Say hey,
say who,
swing it at the plate. Say hey,
say who,
say Willie. That giant.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Stern Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretto trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Top of the fifth inning as Bronson Chapel continues to work through four shutout innings and is facing off against Joey Loveless. Here's the pitch to Loveless. Slider delivered on the outside corner for a strike. So despite Harriman being a small town of 55,000 people, it is the home to the Real Salt Lake MLS team training facility. 0-1 pitch taking a little inside for ball one. And it's also home to the Utah Warriors, who are part of the Major League Rugby League, the highest rugby league in all of the United States. 1-1 pitch down for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Two balls and one strike to count to Loveless. Here's the 2-1. That swung on and missed for strike two. Chapel looking in, trying to take care of Loveless. The 2-2 pitch, four-seamer, strike three called, and down goes Loveless. Absolutely no love for Loveless, no Valentine's Day cards or free Hershey's chocolates. Just a strikeout, a fastball right to the outside corner.
Pitcher, number 20, Lucas Townsend.
And so now here is Lucas Townsend. And here's a fun fact about, speaking of Olympians, we've mentioned the greatness of Megan Rapinoe, and congratulations on Megan making it to 200 games in her storied career, one of the greatest women's soccer players of all time.
No doubt.
1-0 pitch swung on, line foul along the right field line. Another Olympian, though, that people might not realize is Stephen Thomasine, who is a member of the USA Rugby Sevens team that qualified for the last Olympics. He was born in Reading.
Oh, really?
1-1 pitch swung on and popped up. Under it, near the pitching mound, is Reed. Takes command. Chapel gets out of the way as Reed handles the catching duties, and there's two outs. But yeah, no, you just, Reading is, I mean, it's Reading. It's one of those places that you just fly by on the I-5 as you're trying to head to Portland, and you don't think about the fact that this town of just over 95,000 people has produced some pretty incredible athletes.
Absolutely.
Oh, and one the count to Riley Cronin, who is the only player really to give Chapel any grief. He is 2-for-2 with two singles. Whoa, one. That fastball, four-seamer, delivered just a little bit low. Chapel, he sets. Winds and fires the 1-1. Slider swung on. That ball is laced into right center, and that'll job again for a base hit, and we'll get all the way to the warning track dirt. Holding up at second is Riley Cronin, and so, Tyler's just one of those things right now where Chapel is just mowing down through every hitter that he has seen. Every hitter, that is, except for Riley Cronin, who's just seeing the ball well, whether it's the fastball, the slider, that time able to drive something hard into right center.
My favorite broadcaster, Mike Kruko, calls this ownage.
Yes, he...
He's got ownage on him.
Mike Kruk?
Mike Kruko.
Mike Kruko, okay, yeah, that's the color commentator on NBCS Bay Area, right?
Absolutely. Kruk and Kipe, two best broadcasters in the game. Aside from us.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on, and that ball is fouled away over the press box. I would need to have superpowers to get that one, but I don't. It's going to go into the bocce courts, and so we still haven't had a foul ball hit into our direction. We had one that came close, and it was dropped by our esteemed man known as Mr. Brian Berg. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Ooh, that ball is hit foul at the plate, and I think that might have hit the umpire in the left leg a little bit, bending his knees, but staying in there. 0-2, Chapel against Brandon Herter. The 0-2 pitch, changeup. Herter goes around, and he is badly fooled. For strike three, he huffs, he puffs, and he will have something to think about with his chewing gum as he heads back to the dugout. And so, for Bronson Chapel continuing to wear out the Novato Knicks. That is 6 strikeouts in 5 innings of shutout ball. And we go to the bottom of the 5th inning. The Reading Colt 45s lead the Novato Knicks 1-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But a night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Bottom of the 5th inning we go, and we just met with the incomparable Steve Crisetti for the first time. That is the father of Giacomo Crisetti, and I am just finding out that not only is he a fisherman, but he is actually a fly fisherman guy. Wow, man, what a fun job that is. Showing people, just driving on a boat and just teaching people how to catch trout and steelhead salmon. That's awesome. Well, he gave me a note and he said he wanted to give a couple of gentlemen some shout outs who are listening to this game all the way in Alaska. So we're giving a shout out tonight to Popeye, Jaybird, Little Shoe, TJ, Cooney, Captain Mo, and T Didn't Work. Those are the gentlemen. 2-1 pitch grounded softly by Norton, picking it up, and Norton's just going to jog it into first as he is out, and there's one away. So the Colt 45s right now, defensive pitching-wise, getting all they can get from Chapel, but right now, offensively, with their bats looking a little bit stagnant. Here's Coleman. Coleman. He'll set. Wind in fire the first pitch. That's well, way upstairs for ball one. And Hunter Reed nearly had to call Dr. Pepper out to that one. Had to duck his head out of the way. 1-0. Coleman looking in to read the 1-0 catch. Another fastball. That's taken way upstairs for ball two. And so for Reed, taking some dirt, trying to buckle down and get something good to smash. 2 balls and no strikes. 1 out. Colt 45 is clinging to a 1-0 lead. 2-0. Slider. That's on the outside corner for strike one.
He's got a buddy named Popeye, huh?
He's got a buddy named Popeye, a buddies. He's got a lot of buddies. He's got Jaybird, Lil Shoe, Hootie, TJ, Cooney, 2-1 pitch. That's taking up for Baldwin. How does that sound right now? Let's just quit for the rest of the weekend and let's just go fishing in Alaska, right?
Yeah, I can do that.
I'm down for that. Do you eat fish?
I will eat fish when I catch it.
Here's the 3-1 pitch. Swung on. And that ball is hit high into center field. He lost it, though. The center fielder lost the ball in the lights. And that's going to jump for a base hit. Into second is Reed. And Silva, the running Colt 45s, get an absolute gift. Wow, what happened there? Jake Moore looked like he was under the ball, looked up, and he just could not find it. And so for Hunter Reed, who ends up picking a long lollipop double into left center.
Calling that a double?
We are definitely calling that a double. Just saying,
okay.
I've seen doubles get awarded for missing in the lights. It wasn't like...
He didn't misplay
it. I mean, he looked up, and it looked like he was approaching the ball, but then he just looked, and he put his hands up, and he just couldn't find it.
That happens.
So, definitely a stadium lights double. 0-1 missing down for ball one. We were talking about how, you know, it is not easy to play this game, and according to what Rick Bassetti tells us, these lights were actually intended to be around the stadium, and the way that the stadium was intended to be built, home plate is actually supposed to be where the left field foul line is right now. But because of how Cypress Avenue was built during the 1940s, they had to actually reconstruct the field to fit it to how it is today with these lights. And again, the lights, even though they are brand new, the foundations which they are founded upon really haven't changed over the years, have remained in the same spot. So it's just a different, it's, baseball's a tough game. These guys make it look easy, but even things as routine as maybe a fly ball can be, that's not easy. 3-1 pitch delivered on the outside corner for a strike. On the outside corner to Fragoso. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swung on. That ball is hit up along the first base side and foul. Nice play there by... By Bassetti. Not Rick Bassetti, but to his nephew. T2 pitch, swung on, and that ball is lifted into right center field. Center fielder trying to find it. This time he is able to locate and make the catch, and there's two away. So for Fragoso, can't find the same luck as Reed, unfortunately. He is now 0-2 on the day. And with two outs, here is Giacomo Crosetti trying to bolster the running Colt 45's lead as they are ahead 1-0. That run coming all the way in the second inning on a solo home run by Trey Thomas. Here's the pitch. Slider missing just a little bit. Inside for ball one. Tried to backdoor it to the right-hander Crosetti. 1-0, as we just mentioned, just met his father, who is a fly fisherman. 1-0 pitch, swing of that ball is lying hard into left center, and that'll drop for a base hit. Having some trouble in left field are the Novato next. The throw to second in time as Reed comes in to score. Giacomo is host trying to turn a single into a double, but he does the damage that is required. A left field single that scores Hunter Reed. Crosetti then thrown out at second, trying to turn one into two. And that ends the inning. So the Reading Colt 45s pick up an RBI base hit. Compliments of the Italian medallion himself, Giacomo Crosetti, who brings in Hunter Reed. And at the end of five innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead the Novato Knicks 2-0 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Knock that ball a solid mile, yeah, boy.
Yes, yes, Jackie, hit that ball. Satchel Paige is mellow, so is Campanella. Newcomb and Dobie, too. But it's a natural fact, when Jackie comes to bat, the other team is through.
Did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? Did he hit it? Yes! And that ain't all. He's no home.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretto trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Home run driven high and deep into left field. Back it goes to the wall and gone.
Let's get out of here.
Lucas Schaefer, on the second pitch that he sees, drives a blast over the left center wall. That was a no-doubter into the dark night near Chase Bank. And just like that, the Novato Knicks find themselves only down a run. The Colbert Evives leading 2-1. Oh boy, does that RBI by Giacomo Crosetti really become magnified?
Absolutely.
And so for Schaefer with the blast, and now here's Nico Tejada. The pitch to Tejada, swung on, grounded first pitch to second. Up with it is Fragoso. Soft hand, so is the first, and that takes care of Tejada, and there's one away. Well, with one out, I'm pretty sure that those fishermen can see Sarah Palin from their fishing boat.
I'm sure that they've shook hands with her plenty of times at the diner.
Sorry, I had to throw in a Sarah Palin joke in there. No disrespect to the former Alaskan governor at all.
Yeah.
God bless.
Get on her snow machine and go. Let's go.
Yeah, let's get on the snowmobile and see how close we can come to. You know what? I'm going to stop. One pitch is taken away from ball two. Two balls and no strikes. The count to Jake Moore.
I think those boys are experiencing daylight all day round right now.
Yes, they are. 2-0 pitch on the inside corner for a strike. Here's the 2-1 delivery. Slider. Ooh, just missed a little bit. Down for ball three. So three balls and one strike to count. Ooh, here's somebody that I didn't realize was Alaskan. Carlos Boozer from the Utah Jazz and also played for the Lakers. Very unmemorable time.
Yeah, Carlos Boozer is a pretty good ball player.
He was until he got to the Lakers, and then he stunk. But that's okay.
Anybody on the Lakers, well, you know how I feel.
I know how you feel. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Fastball swung on, line hard into right field, and that'll drop for a base hit. And so for Jake Moore, who represents the tying run, and the Novato Knicks starting to lock in a little bit. On Chapel. The home run by Schaefer. And now Ansel Carson trying to follow up Moore. Pitch is taken high for ball one. One ball and no strikes the count. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Delivered just a little bit inside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Wow, you know who else I did not realize was a key figure in Alaska? One of the men who participated in the OK Corral, Wyatt Earp. He lived in Alaska for the last 50 years of his life there. So, two balls and no strikes. Here's the pitch to Carson as it swung on and fouled away. Two balls and one strike. Joey Totty on deck. Totty is 0 for 2. Ansel Carson is 0 for 1. Walked in the fourth inning. Two balls, one strike, one out. 2-1. Reading Colt 45s here on this Saturday night. 2-1, just a little bit low for ball three.
Any action to the bullpen there?
Yes, but they're wearing their faded numbers, so it's kind of hard to tell with the yellow. 3-1 pitch delivered on the outside corner for strike two. Let me see by standing up who we have. I think that might be Kyle Davis. Or, yeah. Yeah, Ryan Davis. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled away. Right at the netting, the Colt 45s trying to hold on to this one-run lead. A leadoff single by Lucas Schaefer, followed by a single by Jake Moore. And with one out, the count is full to Ansel Carson. Chapel sets. Winds and fires the 3-2 pitch. Swung on and a little roller to third. And it's under the glove. Avila to third. Goes Moore. And the Reading Colt 45s. Snake bitten at third base on the infield. Ouch. Man. It has just been an adventurous night.
Adventurous season over
for
there.
Dusty Vela. What'd you say?
It's been an adventurous season at third base this year.
It has been indeed. And so, the tying run is 90 feet from home. And with one out, Joey Totty, really, if you were the Knicks here, you just want a deep fly ball. Moore will score easily anything that's at 250 feet ahead. 0-1 the count to Totty. The 0-1 pitch, slider, swung on, hook down the left field line, and foul. That is out of play and into a birch tree. No balls and two strikes to count with one out. Chapel into a little bit of trouble here. The 0-2, fastball! A little bit high, if you want to call it that. Looked good.
Come on, Blue.
Chapel. He'll set. Wind and fire. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and fouled away. So again for Chapel, just again, used going four-seam, two-seam slider. We've seen the chains being thrown on occasion, but Cowell really just relying on his speed. Try to jam hitters against Taddy. The 1-2 pitch. Slider swung on and misses strike three. What a gutsy pitch. Down there, going with the slider. Taddy just out in front, and that takes care of him. And so, with two outs, the Reading Colt 45s, a force out, a fly out, a ground out, a strikeout away from getting out of this inning, still leading. But having to face Lucas Townsend. Or excuse me, no, Joey Loveless. The pitch to Loveless. Fastball, that's so long and foul away. Oh, watch out for a car there. Nothing home. 0-1 the count. Again, shout out to our anglers listening from Alaska. Glad you could join us. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Four-seam fastball. That's on the outside corner for a strike. Hip high there. And boy, that was some nasty speed thrown by Chapel. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled away.
Foul ball brought to you by Tony Gordon.
Still going to Loveless. No balls and two strikes.
Yeah.
How fast is he throwing?
89 right now.
89, okay.
91.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on. Oh, and there's a high fly ball into deep left field. Going back is Giesing to the wall and gone. An 0-2 fastball on the inside part of the plate. And Joey Loveless, with one swing of the bat, gives the Novato Knicks the lead. Now ahead 4-2. And we talked about how vulnerable the Colt 45's defense has been at times on the infield, and boy, that grounder that Vela just couldn't field cleanly is coming back to haunt the Reading Colt 45's. And so, Joey Loveless, with the three-run blast, makes it 4-2. In favor of the Knicks, and now here is Lucas Townsend. The pitch to Townsend, showing bunt, takes low and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. One oh, right on the outside corner, going around is Townsend. And so the Colt 45's offense has better wake itself up right now. Got a game going on. 1-1 on the outside corner there for a strike. And again, it's just a matter of adjusting as well for this team.
They can get going in a hurry though, Ethan. You know that.
They can get going in a hurry. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball just a little bit outside to Townsend. Two balls, two strikes, two out, 4-2 in favor of the Novato Knicks.
You know, the hardest part about being in his position right now, Chapels, is not over gripping that baseball, trying to get that last strike, because he knows he's out of the game after this inning.
2-2 pitch. Oh, that's a little bit outside. Two seamer. Looked like it might have hit the mark, but just missing low to Townsend. Full count. Chapel. Heel set. The 3-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled back. And so the Novato Knicks taking the 4-2 lead. Started off with a leadoff home run by Schaefer, followed by a single by Jake Moore. With one out, here's the 3-2 pitch, swung on, grounded to short. Better hurry the throw to first, not in time. Nice play by Reed to come off the bag on the low throw by Thacker. It was a bang-bang play, so Townsend gets credited with the infield single. And so the inning continues with two out. The eighth man to come to the plate is Riley Cronin. And for Bob Anderson, going to go out and talk with Chapel. Is this going to be it for him? And it will be. So Chapel goes 5 and... Yep. Goes 4 and... Yeah, goes 5 2/3 innings. And now, with a man at first, is going to leave the game in the hands of Caleb Schaefer. So Caleb Schaefer will come to the pitch. The Reading Colt 45s trying to figure things out as they trail the Novato Knicks 4-2 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Top of the... Yep, top of the fifth inning. So top of the sixth inning, we are in the Reading Colt 45s. Find themselves trailing the Novato Knicks 4-2 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Lauk's Landscape Supply. Check out their wide variety of landscape rock, road, base, and sand, decorative bark, pavers, retaining walls, and block. Plus, small rental equipment to help transform your yard. Lauk's Landscape Supply. Pitch is taken on the inside corner for strike one as Caleb Schaefer is into the game. Schaefer, heel set, wind and deliver, the 0-1 slider just a little bit away. To Riley Cronin, who is 3-for-3 on the day, with two singles and a double. The 1-1 swung on and fouled back. And so the Colt 45s will have their work cut out for them as we will go into the bottom of the sixth with Jeremy Giesig due to lead off, followed by Trey Thomas and then Eric Aguayo. And between Thomas and Aguayo, combined 3-for-3. 1-2 pitch, just a bit inside to Cronin. With Lucas Townsend at first. Schaefer. He'll wind and fire the 2-2 pitch. There goes the runner. Pitcher's taking high for ball three. The throw to second. Slipping into second. Toppling over and safe is Townsend. He looked like he had that base stolen, but kind of slid awkwardly, but somehow flopped onto the base. So for the Colt 45s, again, into some trouble. Schaefer looking in, and he'll set. 3-2 pitch to Cronin. Swung on and fouled back.
And
now, ball brought to you by Mount Shasta Streaming Water, the official water of the Red Eagle 45s. Schaefer, he'll set. The 3-2 pitch. Swung on, and that ball is lined in deep into left field. Back he goes to the wall, and it's off the warning track dirt. In to score is Townsend. Cronin to second with his second double and his first RBI. And so for the Novato Knicks, after getting beaten last night 11-7, finding their own rhythm with the bats. Cronin, who is perfect from the dish, now 4-for-4, has his first run batted in. It's now 5-2 in favor of Novato. And now here is Brandon Herr, who becomes the ninth man to lead off, and with public enemy number one on deck in Schaefer. And meanwhile, we're going to have a timeout called, I believe. This guy wasn't on the lineup card, but check out to see who he is.
Gavin Ballas.
And it's Gavin Ballas with two outs. Here's Schaefer, winds, delivers to Ballas. That's a curveball on the outside corner for strike one. 0-1 the count. Schaefer. He'll set, wind in, deliver. Sliders in the dirt for ball one. Maguire lost the ball and skips through him to third. On the wild pitch goes Cronin. And so the Colt 45 starting to shudder a little bit. Down 5-2, all five runs being given up. And again, no, you hate to wear out a dead horse, and the Colt 45s are looking at the error as not a big deal, you know, just trying to move on, but still, you had a chance to get out of the inning clean.
Defense.
And Anvil Carson, who hit a grounder to third, and Bela was unable to come up with it cleanly. Just one of those things.
Absolutely. Defense takes a lot of practice, and these boys need a little bit more, I think.
Here's the 2-1 pitch. Fastball. That misses just outside for ball three. Three balls and one strike. Now, as we have more business going on in the Reading Colt 45's bullpen, the 3-1 pitch swung on, and there's a high fly ball hit into deep left field. Back he goes. Giesig looking up, and it's gone. It's over his head. Velez, as a pinch hitter, comes up. And it's a two-run home run over the left center wall. It's now 7-2, Novato Knicks.
Valles gets a two-run shot.
And so Gavin Valles with the second home run, or excuse me, now the third home run of the inning, as the Novato Knicks are flexing on the 45s. And now here is Schaefer, who is the beer batter, but he is also the batter that hit a solo home run and started the momentum for the Knicks. That's a fastball taken up and in for ball one. One ball and one strike, and for the 45s, They have to be careful to not let their nerve get the best of them and continue to battle. 1-1, slider, that's on the outside corner. First strike two, 1-2 the count. Will the Colt 45 fans get at least a 1-2 pitch? That's taken outside. The look over to first, no swing.
Thanks, Lou.
2-2, 7-2 in favor of the Knicks. The 2-2 pitch, fastball. Oh, I thought that was strike three. Oh.
Yeah, there's another questionable call by the umpire. Could have been out of the inning about a half an hour ago.
Here's the 3-2 pitch. Curveball swung on, lifted behind home plate, and foul. That's out of play.
Ball brought to you by Paint Marts, your locally owned paint store.
Schaefer just trying to get out of the inning. The 3-2 pitch. Fastball, that's high for ball four. And now the wheel's starting to fall off the bus. For the 45s, the 11th man of the inning now comes to the plate in Nico Tejada. And all in these runs, by the way, or at least, excuse me. Yeah, six of the seven runs for the Novato Knicks coming all the way with two outs. He had the strikeout by Joey Toddy, and then the three-run home run by Joey Loveless to make it a 4-2 game. The and then you had the two-run home run by Herter. 1-1 delivered on the outside corner for strike two. 1-2 to the count to Tejada. Schaefer looking in. He'll wind in, deliver the 1-2 pitch. Slider missing low. Schaefer, he'll set. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Taken low for ball three. And now for Schaefer, now the question is, can he even finish off the inning now? Struggling with his command, and it seems anything that he has put over the plate, the Novato Knicks have answered with hard contact. 3-2 pitch, slider in the dirt, that's ball four. And so Tejada walks two men aboard, and now for the Novato Knicks, really with a chance to put this game on ice. Still a 5-run deficit for the 45s, so not completely outdone and still plenty of game left to play, fortunately. But now with Jake Moore, who singled earlier in the inning, Moore now the 12th man to come to the plate. Schaefer winds and fires. That's a slider. That finds the mark for strike one. 0-1 they count. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball way upstairs for ball one. Gave Moore a little bit of hair drying action as he falls out of the batter's box on the inside fastball. 1-1. Here's the 1-1 in the dirt. Well, the Colt 45s, Tyler, have had plenty of games where the opposition has been on the wrong end of some of these big innings. I guess it's just one of those days.
Well, with the game's not over yet, I feel like the bats are going to wake up next inning.
2-1 pitch is on the outside corner for a second, and I agree with you, and I'm not saying the game is over.
Absolutely
not. I'm talking
about
stars big innings.
Yep.
Colt 45s have had these big innings.
Let's be on Bob Anderson watch this next half inning.
Yep, here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, and that ball is lined hard into left field, and that'll drop for a base hit. They're going to wave the runner, Schaefer. The throw home is cut off. an RBI single by Jake Moore, and it's now 8-2 in favor of the Novato Knicks. And now here is Anzel Carson. Carson, the left-hander, as the Novato Knicks have opened this game up with 8 consecutive runs in the 8th inning, including 7 with 2 outs. There's the pitch taken on the corner for a strike, 0-1. Schaefer, he'll set. The 0-1 pitch, that's bounced in the dirt. Well, it's been one of those nights for the Reading Colt 45s on a day that was actually supposed to be for pitching as far as the history was concerned. 1-1 pitch swung on, fly to second, up with it, under it, and making the catch is Fragoso. And that ends the inning, but not before the Novato Knicks open the game up with 8 runs in the top of the 6th inning. 3 home runs were clubbed, a solo shot by Lucas Schaefer to open things up, a 3-run blast by Joey Loveless, and then to top it all off, a 2-run home run by Velez. 8 runs come across for the Novato Knicks. We go to the bottom of the 6th. The Colt 45s trailing 8-2 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
All by herself. Hey, I'm a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pennant much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the Chiefs.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
All right, bottom of the 6th inning, and the Colt 45s are shaking their cowbells as Mason Cassingham will lead things off, taking Jeremy Giesig's spot left field, takes inside for ball one, and the count is 1-0. Can this team fight in battle here in the late innings? This is now where the real ball players become tested. Can they stay in the game and focus physically and mentally? 1-0 pitch. That's a fastball. Missing down for ball two. 2 balls and no strikes with Trey Thomas on deck. 2-0 fastball down the middle for a strike. And so for Cassingham, who is the switch hitter batting left-handed, has been switch hitting since his Terrence taught him to do it when he was 4 years old. 2-1 pitch, that's on the outside corner for strike two. So for Cassingham now, trying to battle. But he's also got to stay within himself too.
Yep.
2-2. Fastball way inside for ball three. Man, those are some nice dance moves there by Cassingham as he's able to avoid getting hit. Full counts. Cassingham trying to protect. Bottom of the sixth, the Colt 45s trailing the Novatoniks 8-2. Here's the 3-2 hit. Shaffel inside for ball four. And so the Colt 45s need base runners. That's what they get out of Cassingham. And now here is Trey Thomas. Thomas, the right-hander who is 2-for-2, had a solo home run all the way back in the bottom of the second, and that home run now feels like a lifetime ago. Cassingham at first trying to be aggressive, but not trying to get thrown out at the same time. Cassingham not going. Straight fastball, that taken a little bit off the plate for ball one from Coleman, and the count is 1-0. Cassingham at first. Does he test the arm? No, he does not. Thomas takes inside and high for ball two now.
Got him rattled.
And again, you are the man that doesn't stop believing, and I haven't stopped believing either. I was just mentioning the fact that it was a bad inning.
It was a bad inning.
But now the Colt 45s trying to believe, trying to show what they can do, trying to dig themselves out of an 8-2 deficit. 2-1 now to Thomas. Coleman looking in. He'll set. The 2-1 slider on the outside corner. For strike two. The count. Cassingham with the short lead. Not going. 2-2. Slider missing down for ball three. And again, you got to admire the plate discipline of the Colt 45s. That was a slider that broke just below the knees. And Thomas able to recognize the pitch and staying patient, not chasing. 3-2. Slider swung on. And that ball has popped up along the right side of the infield in foul territory. That's going to slice out of play beyond the white painted chalk area. And so for Thomas, hanging around with Eric Aguayo on deck. Three, two, swung on, and that ball is lifted down the right field line. Slicing foul, and so for Thomas, trying to win the battle of attrition, the staring contest, the battle at home plate, a full count. Can he get aboard and pass the torch? 3-2, slider, strike three called, and down goes Thomas. Thomas is rung up on a pitch on the outer part of the plate.
Catcher number four, Eric.
And so now, here is Eric Aguayo. And now, with Cassingham at first, do they maybe try to put him in motion? Cassingham saying put. Two-seamer misses high for ball one. One ball and no strikes with Dusty Vela on deck. Here's the 1-0. Four-seamer on the outside corner for a strike. And so for Cassingham right now, he has the speed. But for Townsend as well, he is an experienced catcher from Sonoma State. Cassingham saying quit. 1-1 pitch is taking a little high for ball two. Two balls and one strike. And we got young children out and about, some of them younger than others, and staying up well past their bedtime.
Gotta love it.
He's having a good night, though. Or she. I don't know. I can't tell. 2-1. At least the good thing about this hot weather, all the hot food is staying warm. 2-1 pitch is missed inside for ball three. I mean, talk about nachos that never get cold. This is the kind of weather if you're looking to just, you know, nosh on something and nosh on something hot. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Swung on. And there's a fly ball hit high into right field. Underrated Schaefer. He'll make the catch for out number two. Retreating back to first as Cassingham. And with two outs, it'll be up to Dusty Vela to try to keep the inning going. Try to at least make a dent in this lead. They don't have to take all six runs back at once, but
yeah,
to at least get one run would be a positive sign.
Absolutely.
Pitch, that's taken high for ball one. Fastball above the head of Vela. One ball and no strikes the count as the Novato Knicks scored eight runs in the top of the sixth inning. 1-0 hits, that's low for ball two. Sent 13 batters to the plate, hit three home runs. Cassingham still hanging at first after drawing the leadoff walk. 2-0 taken on the outside corner for strike one. Two balls in, one strike. The 2-1 swung on. That ball is lifted along the third base side and fell near the snack bar and into the protective netting. Two balls, two strikes on a day where we celebrate pitchers. Did you know that in 1967, the Atlanta Braves set the record for sending the most pitchers into the game in one inning? They sent five pitchers. 2-2 pitch. There goes Cassian. Pitch is swung on off the glove of Taddy. He gathers, though, fires to Coleman, and that ends the inning. So Taddy able to knock the ball down. Coleman able to cover and take care of Vela. No runs, no hits. A man left, and at the end of six innings, the Reading Colt 45s trail the Novato Knicks 8-2 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Nolan Ryan, he's a hero to us all. Nolan Ryan, he stands straight, he stands tall. He don't mess around, boys. He just throws a mean fastball. Tom Morgan is the angel, gets known in second
gear. Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Top of the seventh inning, here we go as the Novato Knicks promise to make this a competitive series, and indeed they have, as Joey Taddy to lead things off. He'll be followed by Joey Loveless and then Lucas Townsend. Taddy can't hold up on a breaking pitch for a strike as Caleb Schaefer still in the game. 0-1. Schaefer looking in. He'll wind and fire. The 0-1. Fastball swung on and missed. For strike two, no balls and two strikes to count. Here's the 0-2. Slider swung on and missed for strike three. And that takes care of Toddy. And so for the Reading Colt 45s who struggle to get outs in the sixth inning, get a strikeout. And now here is Joey Loveless. The pitch to Loveless. That's delivered on the outside corner for strike one. 0-1 the count. Oh, one, that's in the dirt. And so for Loveless, who hit a three-run home run as part of that three-home run sixth inning. 1-1, delivered just a little bit low for ball two. Here's the 2-1, slider, missing low. And away for ball three. And so, walk. Just one of those nights for the Colt 45s who one bad inning, 3-1 pitch. That's a little low for ball four. Loveless is aboard. And so with one out, that will bring up Lucas Townsend. So, for Townsend, who singled, looking to add some more runs here. First pitch, that's a fastball inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. And the one thing about the Novato Knicks, that you always got to appreciate, no matter what they're doing, win or lose, they're always super relaxed. They were actually playing hacky sack with a soccer ball as part of their warm-up before the game. 1-0 pitches inside for ball two. Just one of the pregame traditions that they brought with them from Sonoma State. Also, we got to give another shout-out to our gentleman in Alaska, specifically to the man known as Mini Lobster. That is another one of the fishing cohorts of Giacomo Crosetti's dad, Steve.
Man.
So shout out to Mini Lobster. Man, these guys sound like characters from Finding Nemo.
Man, we need to go up there and direct a movie about them.
I'm actually down for a documentary. Go see some fishing. I gotta wonder too if he's ever seen narwhals.
I don't know, man. Up there you can see anything just about.
3-1 pitch taken on the outside corner for strike two. Yeah, narwhals, the unicorn whales.
You know, I'd like to buy me a town in Alaska. That's one of my my big dreams there.
Oh, yeah? What would you name it?
Moontown, Alaska.
Motown?
Moontown.
Moontown, okay. Three balls and two strikes with one out.
And my ball club, the Moontown Marauders.
The Moontown Marauders. Okay. Here you go. What would the colors be? 3-2 hits. Curveball. Where did that miss?
Man, blue.
Where did that miss? That was right on the outside corner. And let me tell you, I don't know where that missed. It was over the plate. It was at the knees. I can't call it a ball because it's not a ball. I mean, wow. Well, there you have it.
It's time to find out the home plate umpire's name. We need to know his name now.
Here's the pitch. Well, they didn't tell me his name tonight. Maybe a good thing. Taking on the outside corner for First strike, 0-1 the count to Riley Cronin.
We'll just call him Ray Charles over there.
Maybe. Here's the 0-1 pitch, but Ray Charles has soul.
Yes, he
and
does.
You know what? He can see through you, okay?
Absolutely.
One ball and one strike. Maybe we can call him the bad umpire because...
The bad umpire. I like that. That's a good nickname.
Here's the 1-1. Taking in the jerk for ball two. Maybe Batman.
You know what? Or as the kids might call him, a baddie. He's just a baddie. But not in a good way.
Hey, you know what? But there's a player on the Giants. Isn't his name Brett Batty or something?
Oh, you know, I don't know. I haven't heard Brett Batty. That's a good
Here's
name,
Here's the 2-1 pitch. I think he might be still on the Giants. Taking inside for ball three. That one. Again, it's just been one of those games, man, where the Colt 45s are playing. And some of those strike calls that you'd think you'd get that are very borderline aren't being called your way. And when you don't get them and you're failing, it just feels all that more deflating. 3-1 pitch. That's way inside for ball four. Riley Cronin nearly got himself a makeover on that one as he draws the 5-pitch walk. And now here is Brandon Hurt. Here is Gavin Vallis. So Vallis, who becomes the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5th batter to come to the plate. 0-1. Here's Schaefer. He'll set. Wind and fire the 0-1 pitch. Slider, that swung on and missed for strike two. No balls and two strikes the count to Gavin Vallis. Colt 45's trailing the Novato Knicks 8-2. 0-2 pitch in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. Here's Schaefer. That's taken down and in for ball two. Two balls and two strikes to count. The crowd, though, staying on hand to watch this one. Very loyal. Think Mr. Fabulous needs to start hyping up the crowd there a little bit, maybe. Here's the 2-2 pitch. That is a curveball missing low for ball three. And so it's one thing for the Knicks to make contact, but all of a sudden you can't find the strike zone. That can be just as deflating, if not more so. Schaefer working. The 3-2 is swung on and missed. Man, talk about a badly needed strikeout indeed. And for Schaefer, able to come away with a huge strikeout. And what would be even better is if somebody could take care of Schaefer, who is the beer batter, and we are in the top of the seventh. Still serving some cold ones here. Here's the pitch to Schaefer. That's away for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count. The Sandlot sound machine hanging around. Got a gentleman on a tuba playing a tune. 1-0, swung on, lifted along the first base side and foul. And out of play into a vacant parking spot. One ball and one strike on a day where temperatures reach 112 degrees. Pitch is taken away for ball two.
It was a really crisp and cool 112 degrees out there, though.
Oh, no, it's not. Stop lying to yourself.
I don't know. I didn't feel so hot today. I was at the lake, and I was feeling pretty good.
That's nice. You went to the league. I was writing about pickleball. Here's the 2-1 pitch. And there's a high fly ball into deep left field. Back goes Gazium. He'll look up and watch it leave the ballpark. It's gone. A grand slam home run for Brandon Schaefer. And it's now 12-2 in favor of the Novato Knicks. It's 12-2, and for Caleb Schaefer, really no place to put the Colts, and safe to say, I think, the grand slam, and now here is Nico Tejada. Two up hits. Oh, these fans are getting a little antsy. We got Dave down there causing trouble. Easy there, Dave. He's good. Two up hits down and away for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. Schaefer giving up the grand slam to Schaefer. No relation. 3-0 pitch is swung on and lifted foul. Well, I could go for some ice cream. And did you know that 12 pounds of milk produces just 1 gallon of ice cream? So that's a lot of milk. Here's the 2-2 pitch swung on, lifted into left field. Under it is Kazium. He'll make the catch to take care of Nico Tejada to end the inning, but not before the Novato Knicks add 4 more runs, hit their 4th home run of the night on a grand slam by Brandon Schaefer. 4 runs score on the grand slam on 4 home runs now hit by, well, it's time for God Bless America. You're listening to this game on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
Oh, God bless America. Land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from the love. From the mountains to the bears, to the oceans, life and warmth. God bless America, my whole sweet home.
I had a friend who was a big baseball player back in high school. He could
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretto trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And, of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
All right, well, it's time for Around the Horn with everybody's favorite producer. It's Tyler Chapman. What happened around the MLB today?
All right. Well, we had some unfortunate scores, and some fortunate for some other people. But earlier today, we had the Yankees 5-2 over the Royals, Rockies 4-3 over the Marlins, Cubs 8-6 over the Cardinals, Ethan's Dodgers 16-3 over the Rangers, 9-8 for the Mariners over the Blue Jays, 4-2 for the Reds over the Diamondbacks, 6-5 for Orioles over the Rays, 14-3 for the Padres over the Tigers. My Giants fall to the Nationals 10-1. The Red Sox beat the Mets 8-6. Guardians 1-0 over the Phillies. Twins 3-2 over the White Sox. Brewers 4-3 over the Braves. Pirates 3-0 over the Angels. And my lowly and beautiful Oakland Athletics 4-1 over the Astros. Back to you.
Hey, you beat the Astros today. There you go.
The quote 45 still.
Oh, yeah. Here you go. Here's the pitch to Thacker's. Cooper Thacker fouls a pitch off of his left ankle. Ouch. That's going to leave a mark. So for Thacker, he'll be followed by Kyle Norton and then Hunter Reed. The Colt 45s struggling today, trailing 12-2 on what has been an offensive explosion for the Novato Knicks. Four home runs on the day, including two by Lucas Schaefer, who had a solo home run to begin the sixth inning, and then in the top of the seventh, with the bases loaded, hit a grand slam. Thacker swings and misses, and there's one away, and that will bring up Kyle Norton. And so for Norton, the pitch to Norton, that's taking a little high for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count. One oh pitch, that's in the dirt for ball two. Two O's taken on the outside corner, and we have ourselves a new pitcher, left-hander. Here's the 2-1 pitch. So that ball is lying hard down the right field line and foul out of play. And so for Kyle Norton, who last night hit his first home run of the season. The Knicks, who were founded in the 1960s. 2-2 pitch, that's down and in for ball three. Three balls and one strike. And here is Ryan Shima Bukuru from College of Merit. The 3-2 pitch, curveball swung on and missed. First strike three, and down goes Norton, and there's two away. So Shima Bukuru taking care of Thacker and Norton, and now here is Hunter Reed. And so for the 45s, who opened the series up, beating the Knicks 11-7, and now find themselves trailing 1-0 pitch delivered down the middle for a strike. Shima Bukuro. 1-1 is swung on, way down and missed. First strike two, one ball and two strikes. The count to Reed, who is planning to study business at Texas A&M Texarkana. 1-2 pitch is inside, but wants to go as far as he can with baseball. Wants to be a two-way player and pitch as well. Here's the two-team hits. That's in the dirt and through the legs for ball three. Full count as the young children, during their summer vacations, staying up well past their bedtimes. At least it's good to be a kid tonight. Skipping some of the rules, having fun. And Snack Shack is fully loaded. 3-2 pitches swung on and fouled away. So, gotta ask you, Tyler, since we've become close to the summer, what's your favorite ice cream?
Man, I gotta go with a push-up, man, because I can eat those things, and I'll eat them quick, too.
3-2 pitch swung on, lined into center field, and that'll drop for a base hit. And so for Hunter Reed, who is aboard, now 2-for-4 on the day, and now here is Patrick Fregoso, who is 0-for-2, walked in the third inning. And again, one of the problems that the Colt 40 guys ran into, at least earlier in the game, was their inability to hit with runners in scoring position. Had Cooper Thacker and Kyle Norton at second and third, but couldn't come through. And, you know, it's just those little things that, in a game that sometimes come back to haunt you later. But again, all part of the learning experience, and the Colt 45s have won their fair share of games. 29-7 this year. 1-0, missing down and in for ball two, and if Fregoso gets aboard, it'll be Giacomo Crissetti.
If the score holds here tonight, tomorrow will be for the season series. Well, they could tie it. We could win it.
Yep. Well, not technically.
Well, they could tie it at 3-3.
They could tie it. Yeah, you are right. You are right. They could. It'd make it 3-2, and if the Knicks won tomorrow, it'd be a tie. But if the Colt 40 guys won, then they would win the season series outright.
Absolutely.
2-1 pitch. That's a little bit down for ball three. So, what'd you say your favorite flavor was? Push pop?
The push-ups, man. The Flintstones push-ups.
Oh, the Flintstones push-ups. Oh. That's the only thing that you can have?
No, the ice cream truck also brings me Ninja Turtles and SpongeBob's.
Nice.
I can eat those, too. Those are underrated, I think.
So I take it that you are lactose intolerant.
Oh, that's the vegan.
What?
That's the being vegan there. But, you know, the Ninja Turtles have the gumball eyes there, and that's a really underrated feature of the Ninja Turtle.
See, with that gum, though, is that it dries up on you.
Yeah.
I do remember those days, though. You know where the gum is really good, though, is at the bottom of a snow cone. That's where the gum really is.
Oh, yeah. Hits. That's golden.
Thank you, sir. 1-0 to Crissetti. The 1-0 pitch taken for a strike. For Giacomo Crissetti with a group of fans listening. And again, we got to shout him out again. We got Popeye, Jaybird, Little Shoe, Hootie, TJ, Kunai, Captain Mo, Didn't Work. And then we also have to include Mini Lobster. Bunch of anglers who work together teaching people how to catch steelhead. 2-1 hit, swung on, hit hard. Well, the throw to the lead man, third base, is out of play and in to score. The Colt 45s will have a run. Not sure what the shortstop was thinking. Jake Moore, all he had to do was go to first base with it. Instead, tried to take care of Reed, and he just overthrew his third baseman, and the ball, meanwhile, went into the Colt 45s clubhouse. And so that makes the score 12-3. And can the Colt 45s, with that error, can they get themselves back into this game? Is this possible? I don't know. I'm smelling the winds of change right now, and it's not just the barbecue being shut off.
So I'm sure you're smelling that,
too. Here is Mason Cassingham taking on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1. It is never over until it is over. And boy, oh boy, would it be something if the Colt 45s could put on a comeback here. Hitch is taken down for ball one. One ball and one strike with Trey Thomas on deck. Can Castingham work himself aboard? The 1-1. Oh, that's high. That's high. One ball and two strikes. Not even close. One ball and two strikes. I'm getting a little fed up here. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Two balls and two. Two balls and two strikes to Mason Castingham. Maybe that was a makeup. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Curveball in the dirt for ball three. Full count. So Reed having scored for Goso at third and at second is Crosetti. The 3-2 pitch. Called strike three. And down goes Castingham. And so for Castingham, gets caught looking, borderline pitch. And you know what? The rule of thumb is you got to protect. And you know what? I'm going to at least give the credit to the blue on that one. You know, Crosetti's got to stay aggressive, try to fight that off. So the Colt 40 Buzz, though, are able to get a run back, however, on an error on the third baseman that brings home Hunter Reed. And we go to the top of the eighth inning. The Reading Colt 45s trail the Novato Knicks 12-3 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Zorro, he flied out to a Lou. Then Kelly grounded out for Dean, and the shortstop yelled, "That's a two." Must have been a madhouse, fans upon their feet.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Top of the eighth inning, and here is Aaron Wood in to pitch, the right-hander from UPREB. Getting some work in, pitch is swung on and missed for strike one. 0-1 the count. One change up. Not sure where that is. Oh, man. 1-1. That was definitely low. Two balls and one strike. Wood winds and fires the 2-1. Down and away for ball three. Three balls and one strike. You ever been thrown out of a game or gotten a technical foul before, Tyler? He's not there. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Swung on, and that ball is lifted foul along the first base side and out of play.
I've never been teed up, but I have teed someone up in my life as a referee.
You have?
Absolutely.
Who was it?
Oh, a little kid. He was, it was flag football. He was throwing a fit about being out of bounds, and I just tossed him out.
Oh, nice. That was great.
Oh, it was fabulous.
I remember I made a bad call once when I was calling. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Curveball swung on, grounded toward the third base side. That's a fair ball. That takes a funky hop over the head of Vela and into the corner. And standing at second with a double is Carson. It has just been that kind of night for the Reading Colt 45s. That was just one of those plays where you try to backhand it, but the ball just took a bouncy hop off of that turf and bounced right over over Vela's head. Here's the pitch, taken on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. Wood looking in, and he'll be attending Shasta College next year. 0-1 pitch, that's down and away. Here's the 1-1, swung on and missed for strike two. And so for Wood, giving it his all, the Colt 45s trailing 12-3 here in the top of the eighth inning. Wood comes into a set, whips and delivers the 1-2 pitch, changeup, strike three called. And so, with one away,
first baseman, number 32, Joey Taddy.
Here's Joey Taddy. Taddy, who is 0-for-4 on the night. First pitch, swung on, bounced softly to Fregoso. The throw to first is in time. And so, Wood doing some good work. Pitching and with two away, here is Loveless.
Now back, left fielder, number 34, Joey Loveless.
Here's the pitch. Fastball taken up and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Uh-oh. Here's the 1-0 pitch, swung on, and that ball is hit, it's foul and out of play. Oh, there we go. Hit a Nissan, not sure what that is. I can't really tell at this point, but hit the back taillight. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Curveball. Ooh, ouch. That hit the batter, Loveless, and so good job by the home plate blue making sure that Loveless didn't do anything conspicuous and maybe go after Wood. So good job there. So Loveless is aboard in the top of the eighth inning on a two out hit by pitch. And now here's the pitch taken up and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Oh, the young man doesn't want to leave.
He doesn't care if he ever gets back.
Here's the 1-0, swung on and fouled away. What?
He doesn't care if he ever gets back.
Ah, no, man. He's Oh, this is the backstory behind the tears. Apparently, Rick Bassetti said that there's going to be no shoe race tonight.
Young man
is distraught. Ugh. Sad, sad day, man. It's just a dream crushed.
I'll play the Living Tunes anyway.
Two balls and one strike. I feel you, young man. It's just been one of those nights. 2-1 pitch. Taken on the inside corner for a strike. However, I do have access to a pool afterwards, so I am actually kind of hyped about that. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 pitch. Curveball that stays up for ball three. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Way upstairs for ball four. Boy, talk about your favorite flavor of Dijon mustard. You get it five ways at Safeway. And so, for Wood now, he'll face Riley Cronin, who is 4-for-4 at the plate. 2 singles, 2 doubles, and a run added in. You can't blame the angler.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Combination.
1 ball and no strikes. Yeah, you can't blame the main character. The river runs through it. It just swung on and missed for strike one. Yeah, the only thing I think Steve is missing is Brad Pitt and who's the other guy?
Oh, who was the other guy? That was a great movie.
Yeah, that was a great movie, man. Robert Redford is... Yeah, I think Robert Redford.
That is the guy. I lived in that city, Missoula. It's a beautiful place.
You lived in Missoula? What the heck else have you done in your lifetime?
Oh, man, I've had a long 34 years already, man.
Ah, so you're in your diesel year.
Yeah. Oh, yes, my Shaq diesel year.
You're on.
Yeah, I shoot free throws a little bit better than him, though.
Here's the 1-2 hit. Hey, don't hate on Shaq, okay? Shaq can shoot free throws when he's focused.
Can I tell you something? That 2002 series, he hit 73% of his free throws that series against the Kings, and it blew my mind. I cannot believe that.
And yet he was an unstoppable force of nature. 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Cronin chases after the high fastball, and that ends the inning. We're going to go to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Reading Colt 45s, trailing the Novato Knicks 12-3 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Every way you look at
hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And, of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple-sized trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
This, nah, no. Ugh.
Leading up the bottom of the eighth inning, running 4-5.
Visiting hitter number 21, Trey Thomas.
Bottom of the eighth inning, and here is Trey Thomas to lead things off, followed by Eric Aguayo, and then Dusty Vela. Pitch is taken inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes the count. Here's the 1-0 in the dirt for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Missing away for ball three. So the Colt 45 is trying to rally from a 9-run deficit and continue their winning streak of 7 games. 3-0, that's on the inside corner for strike one. Three balls, one strike with no outs. The 3-1 on the outside corner. To Thomas. Thomas asking some questions. Aguayo on deck. 3-2 pitch swung on and hit to second under the legs of Riley Cronin. And so for the running Colt 45s, who have a base runner aboard on the fourth error.
Let's hear it one more time for our bad boy Logan.
And now, here's Aguayo.
The Bill Buckner special over there.
The Bill Buckner special indeed. I have to say, though, this ball at least had a little bit more sauce to it than Buckner's. Buckner just should have been charging the ball the whole time, man.
And what a great ball play.
But if Bill Buckner had missed that play, then we wouldn't have gotten the greatest comeback in baseball history in 2004.
That's true.
But you know what? Good job for Bill Buckner. Everything happens for a reason.
And what an underrated ball player, too.
Taking on the outside corner for a strike. One ball. What?
I said, what an underrated ball player, too, Bill Buckner was.
Yes, he was. You know who made that call, too, by the way?
Oh, who was that? Was that Vin Scully?
Vin Scully. That
yeah, it
was
Vin Scully.
You know what Vinny also called?
The catch, right?
The catch. You know this.
Oh, right? Yes, I do.
One ball and two strikes the count. And you're a Niners fan, correct?
Of course I am.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, lifted along the first base side and foul. Man, how about Brock Purdy, man?
Oh, man. That boy.
I mean, I know that he's going to be coming off a torn UCL, but boy, that guy really became the great storyline of the NFL last year.
Absolutely.
1-2 pitch taken high for ball two. Two balls, two strikes, with no outs.
It, talk about living your best life, man. Jimmy Garoppolo with those good looks must be loving Las Vegas.
Oh yeah, he is. Three balls and two strikes the count. To Aguayo. The pitch swung on, lifted softly on the infield to the right side. So it'll be second baseman Cronin to make the catch. And there's one away. And now here is Dusty Vela. Vela, who is 0-for-4, committed two errors trying to get his first base hit of the day, takes away for ball one. One ball and no strikes the counts. Talking about the state of Alaska and folks from there. But you know what's even better, though? Ice cream. You know who introduced ice cream to the United States? George Washington.
Was it George Washington?
Yeah, well, I think it was technically Benjamin Franklin, and ice cream was invented by the French. But That's at least what my, yeah. Did you know that that ketchup was originally found in southeastern Asia back in 800 BC? It's actually one of the oldest condiments.
Really, ketchup, Asian yes. Asian food. I would not have guessed that.
Yes. So before there was the sriracha. Sriracha.
That's adult ketchup.
That is adult ketchup. That heartburn ketchup. 2-2-H way inside for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. And it was Ronald Reagan who signed National Ice Cream Month into law in the 1980s. And this is the month to celebrate it. July, 3-2-H is swung on and missed for strike three. Down goes Vila, and with two away. Here's Cooper Thacker. Here's the pitch, taken in the dirt for ball one. And so let me ask you this. Out of all the flavors that are preferred by people in America, what is the preferred flavor, vanilla or chocolate?
I think that the vanilla gets the nod, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, because vanilla, you can do a lot with vanilla. You can do
hot fudge sundaes.
Root beer floats.
Oh, root beer floats. There's a one. I love root beer floats. Man.
I might get a root beer float tonight, low-key. Here's the 2-0 pitch taken for a strike. Two balls and one strike. Oh, and excuse me, it was actually Thomas Jefferson. Here's the 2-1 pitch, swung on, lifted into shallow center. Under it is Moore. He'll make the catch, and that's the third out. So the Reading Colts 45s go down quietly in the eighth inning. No runs, no hits and error, a man left. And at the end of eight innings, the Reading Colts 45s trail the Novato Knicks 12-3 on 96.5 FM. 1460 AM KCNR.
Lady Stadium night. Catfish on the mound. Strike three, the umpire says. Batter has to go back and sit down. Catfish.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take in your project.
All right, top of the ninth inning. What was your name?
James.
Nice to meet you. And Aaron Wood throwing to Aguayo. And so here is Brandon Herter to lead things off, who hit a two-run home run as part of that explosive eight-run. Excuse me, it is Velez. So Velez, who's had himself a productive day, coming off the bench, starting the game off with a two-run home run as part of the three-home run seventh inning. Sixth inning, takes high for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Wood. Looking at winds and fires, the 1-0 delivery is down and in for ball two. 2-0 the count. Here's the 2-0 pitch. That's taken high for ball three. And so for Aaron Wood, just trying to pitch as well as he can with what he's got, throwing mid-70s. He winds and fires the 3-0 pitch. That's taken down and away for ball four. And so this Colt 45 staff has not helped themselves out with the amount of walks that have been thrown today. So just, you know, part of the peaks and valleys of this game. Hopefully the Colt 45s can come out tomorrow looking a lot sharper. And now here is Lucas Schaefer, who has hit two home runs today. A solo blast and a grand slam. Takes high for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Wood, looking in, the Renaissance man, winds and fires the 1-0 pitch. Is swung on and fouled back.
No ball.
One one. Swung on, and that ball is hit hard on the ground, up the middle, past Thacker for a base hit. And so for Schaefer, who continues his hot day at the plate today. Runners at first and second, and now that will bring up Nico Tejada. So the Colt 45s.
Number five, Nico Tejada.
And Novato Knicks. The Knicks not close to being done yet. Looking to do some damage off of Wood, who pitched a scoreless eighth inning. He delivers high for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Wood looking in. He'll set. Wind and fire, the 1-0. That's in the dirt for ball two. Wood looking at winds and fires as that ball is swung on and lifted into shallow right field. Under it is Norton. He'll make the catch. And there's one away. And so, for Wood coming in and doing a nice job at least of minimizing the damage. And now here's Jake Moore.
Center field, number 18, Jake Moore.
Wood looking in. Wood gets a sign. He winds in, delivers. First pitch fastball. That is away for ball one. One ball and no strikes the count. And in case you were wondering about a potential comeback, it'll be Kyle Norton to bat first, followed by Hunter Reed and then Patrick Fregoso. 1-0 pitch swung on, lifted into center field, ranging to his left, making the catch is Crescetti, and there's two away. So two quick outs by Wood after the leadoff walk in single. And now here's Ansel Carson. Yes, so it was Thomas Jefferson that introduced ice cream to the States. It just taken inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes the count.
So you never told me what your favorite flavor of ice cream there was, Ethan.
It is mint chip, and as my mom likes to say and make fun of me, she says, I like eating frozen toothpaste.
You know what? Mint chip is a solid choice, pal.
You know what? She says I like eating frozen toothpaste, and you know what? I do. It is the perfect sort of taste because, one, it's minty, it's clean, and it keeps your breath nice and fresh in case you meet a significant someone.
And that's true.
Romantic. Here's the 2-0 pitch on the outside corner for a strike. Romantic in the most Shirley Temple of ways.
Absolutely. You just liquefy it, make it your toothpaste, Val.
Here's the 2-1 pitch, taken high for ball three. 3 balls and 1 strike. But you know what, though? I will say this, though. Locally, what's that creamery on?
Taste and See Creamery, right?
Yeah, the Taste and See. They don't have mint chip, but they do have the s'mores. So.
And they have a vegan. They have a,
oh, go ahead.
They said so they have a vegan option there, too. They change it up every month.
Nice.
Yep.
I'm a guy who's very, very simple. I like what I like. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Taken high for ball four. Although I will say this, though. I will try the weirdest of sushi rolls. I've even eaten sea urchin.
Oh, man.
Yep. Nothing like good old sea urchin to give you some sodium.
Absolutely.
And some protein. Carson walks. The bases are loaded for Joey Totti.
I always feel like you got to eat a lot more sushi than any other kind of food to get full, though.
1 ball and no strikes. Bob Anderson running very quickly out to Wood. That is a very quick word from Bob. Not sure what he said to Aaron, but possibly along the lines of, let's go home and try to battle another day. Just guessing. Here's 1-0 pitch. That's a fastball on the outside corner for strike one. Bob, man, he moves very well. I gotta wonder, man, if he like does anything like pickleball or maybe does cornhole. 1-1 pitch. Slider swung on and missed for strike two. 1 ball and 2 strikes the count to the man, Totti out of Sonoma State University.
Ethan, boy, talk about a sport that you can get into late in life. Cornhole, I feel like, is if you want to go for a championship, that's the one you enter into.
Hey, you, all I know is this. If you ever go down to the South, you better know how to play cornhole because they will invite you to play cornhole, and if you stink, they will call you out on it.
They
I didn't even
know
what cornhole was until I worked in Alabama. Here's the 1-2 pitch. High fastball. Totti chases at some Mount Shasta cheese for strike three above his head. Down he goes, and so that ends it for the Novato Knicks. We're going to the bottom of the ninth. Let's see what the Colt 45s can do. Do they have a comeback in their reach? As they trail the Novato Knicks, 12-3 here on 96.5 FM, 14:50 AM, KCNO. Don't stop believing.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Bottom of the ninth inning. Here is Kyle Norton. First pitch is swung on, flared down the third base side, and foul. And we still have enough children in the stands to help retrieve some foul balls. Oh, and one the count. I think that was yesterday's bat boy, too, retrieving the foul balls. Man, that kid puts in overtime.
For the love of the game.
For the love of the game. Maybe he'll make that a job of his someday. One ball. It's just in the dirt for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Very steamy evening here. Temperature is at 89 degrees. 2-1 pitch. That's in the dirt for ball three. Three balls and one strike the count. T1 is taken on the outside corner there for a strike. Full count. To Norton. Here's the 3-2 hit to Norton. He swings, lifts one on the infield, under it and making the catch on the left side is third baseman Nico Tejada, and there's one away. And so the bat boy continuing to work hard. That is the young man, 10-year-old Logan Winters, getting her done. So, attaboy Logan, he's enjoying the whole experience. Pitch to Reed is taken down and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes. 1-0 down the middle. Wow, where'd that miss? Whew. Well, 2-0 the count. 2-0, that one definitely in the dirt for ball three.
Well, at least he's rotating to first base tomorrow, right?
Yes, most definitely. Maybe they'll put me into umpire one of these days.
Oh, absolutely.
No, absolutely not. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Taking on the outside corner, not for the reasons why you think. So here's my deal. I'm a cool umpire. I had a kid once get mad at me for calling him on a pitch that was like 2 inches outside for a call strike three. He yelled at me, and I did not throw him out.
Man.
I am too lenient. That's my problem.
Yeah, I don't have too much tolerance for that kind of nonsense.
See, I just laugh at it. Like, you take it like a sense of humor, and then you just let people go on their day, because the only thing that's going to ruin your day more is if you throw somebody out.
That's
like,
true.
The only time I will ever, like, if that ever happens, is if somebody, like, you know, bump chest with me. Then they're getting the Yankoski, but...
Or if they show you up.
Here's a pitch lined into center field, under it. Trying to make a diving catch, can't get to it. Fragoso on his way to second. To third goes Reed, who walks. And so for the Redding Colt 45s... Can they put something together here in this last frame? Imagine if this thing goes into extras.
Unbelievable. Yeah, we could be here till midnight.
Hey, man, we could be here. It'd be like that episode of SpongeBob where the Krusty Krab is open for 24 hours, and it's like it can still be tomorrow. We'd still be working. That's my idea.
I feel like if we're still here at 11:15 calling this baseball game, it's going to be exciting.
I think so, too. Let's see what Giacomo Crisetti can do here. The pitch to Crisetti. That's a fastball in the inside corner for strike one. 0-1 the count. All the fans are looking at us like, no, let's not be here any longer.
Well, you say that now until they score 9 runs.
Until they score 9 runs, and then you'll be like, we made history.
You'd have a story to write about.
No, if they came back from this, I would definitely put on my Record Searchlight sports reporter hat right now and write about this. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball into deep right center. Back he goes to the wall, and it's off the wall. Hunter Reed comes in. Uh-oh, we are not done yet, ladies
Let's
and
go.
Gentlemen. The Colt 45s are putting something together with one out, and now here is Mason Cassingham.
Maybe it's not time to play Journey yet.
This is fabulous calling for a squeeze right now. Not sure if that would work.
Not the wise decision. I don't think so.
Pitch is taken.
In a field here, number two, Mason Cassingham.
Runners at second and third. Cassingham, the left fielder. The 0-1 pitch swings over the top of that one. First strike two, and the 18-year-old recent graduate of UPrep trying to show how they do it. 0-2 pitch, that's the tailing fastball away for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Oh no, squeeze here actually doesn't sound too bad. Here's the 1-2 pitch, curveball, missed low for ball two. Gotta love the play discipline from the 18-year-old, not swinging under it and same discipline. That was a tough pitch to lay off of. 2-2. Fastball, that swung on and fouled away. So the Colt 45s with one out, but not going quietly into the night. Here's the 2-2 pitch inside for ball three, and a nice play there by Townsend, who lost his glove as the ball sort of caught him on that left thumb of his. I think he's going to be okay. He caught the ball, and then the ball just sort of twisted out. That was kind of awkward. Hanging in there, though. Here's the 3-2 pitch. That pitch is taken low for ball four.
Let's go.
Uh-oh. Midnight has not struck yet here in Redding, California. Cassingham with the walk. And now here is Trey Thomas, who has reached three times. It is 2-for-3. He takes high for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Here's the 1-0. Inside. And now the pitcher is going to go out and talk to Townsend, as we maybe have about 40 people here, but they are in for what could be a roller coaster ending if the Colt 45s can lace together a base hit. The 2-0 pitch, that's high for ball three. All of a sudden, that strike zone becoming a lot smaller now for the Knicks. The 3-0, and there's a room service strike. Thomas laying off of it. Three-one pitch to Thomas. That is taken inside and high for ball four. Everybody's going to move up 90 feet. And for those of you fans that left the yard, you might want to come back for this one. And now coming in as a pinch hitter is Mackenzie Higuchi. Here's the pitch. That's taken for a strike. Well there. 0-1 to Higuchi, who went 4-for-4 in last night's game. Here's the 0-1. Curveball. That is in the dirt. Can Higuchi put together a hit? 1-1. on the inside corner. Two-seam fastball there. One ball and two strikes with one out. 1-2 pitch to Higuchi, swung on, and a high chopper took a funky hop. The out is recorded at second. The throw to third, not in time. A run comes in as Higuchi picks up the run batted in. The Novato Knicks trade and out for a run. And now with two outs, the Colt 45s are down to their last out with Dusty Vela. Here's the pitch to Vela. That's taken away for ball one. And if Vela comes up, then you have Thacker, Norton, and Reed. That is way outside for ball two. Ooh, Tyler.
Man.
I might have breathed this one into slight existence here.
How many did they get this?
Maybe. Here's the 2-0 pitch taken high for ball three.
They got two this inning, right?
They've gotten three this inning.
Oh, man. It's, let's go.
12-6. Here's the 3-0 pitch taken on the outside corner there for a strike. Four-seam fastball right there. 3-1. Swung on, rolling over. It is Vela out in front and foul. And now the Colt 45s are down to their last strike. You got to assume anything close it could be called. So for Vela right here, he's just got to protect. Work the professional at bat and pass the torch along. Here we go. 3-2, 2-2. Colt 45's trail, 12-6. 3-2 pitch. That's what we're talking about. Swung on and fouled away. Work the at bat. Do everything you can to try to pass the torch. In some ways, you gotta almost in some ways visualize this as if you're playing in a playoff game. Here's the 3-2. That is in the dirt for ball four, and the bases are loaded for Cooper Thacker, who hit a home run in yesterday's game. And oh boy, if Thacker can somehow find a way the pitch to Thacker. That's taken high for ball one. 1-0 the count.
You gotta love the way that they're just making this pitcher work here.
1-0. That's way upstairs for ball two. Man, that one. Whew. That one was almost in Wairika. That was as north as it gets. Up the I-5. Here's the 2-0 down the middle there for a strike. And so for Thacker, the man going to UC San Diego, the Division I stud. 2-1 pitch. That's down and at his ankles for ball three. And all of a sudden, that strike zone becoming smaller than a tuna can right now. 3-1, rolled over on it, grounded up along the third base side, and foul. And now the Colt 45s are down to their last strike once again. Can Thacker pass the torch to Norton? All runners going. The 3-2 pitch. That is high for ball four.
Go.
The Colt 45s have all of a sudden strung together four runs in the bottom of the ninth after trailing 12